understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. Stand up. Stand up. Stand up. Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. Welcome to the show. Hi, y'all. It is Friday again already. You can get involved by calling 888-775-3773, 888-77-JESSE, J-E-S-S-E, Jesse. My biblical question for this week, and it's a doozy, the biblical question: how do you trust God? How do you trust God? Amazing question, huh? Yes, it's an amazing question. And especially if you're working on yourself. You really want to overcome your misery, your hell. We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on JesseLeePeterson.com/show. JesseLeePeterson.com/show. And if you're out and about, running around, you're trying to warn the illegal alien that ICE is in the area, or you're an ICE person, or you're an illegal person, whatever may be going on, or you're just plain old making breakfast, lunch, and dinner, because we are heard around the world, you can get in. Listen to the show. You can listen to it on your iPhone or iPad. You can podcast later, but you can be listening on your iPhone or iPad by calling the listen line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. Buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk or bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. Amazing. It's so amazing. It's Friday again. And every Friday is like, get it off your chest day, Friday. No special topic or anything. Friday is, has been, and will always be Express Yourself Friday.
You, Tom, like a mug.
You need to go and get yourself bleached. Because everything you say about black people, and you're sitting up there looking like a tar baby.
It might sound like a semantics argument, but he's a gray alien.
I wonder if he's been smoking pot.
How's the world doing today?
This was the scene in rural Arizona today. Charred debris littering this airport outside Tucson after a deadly mid-air crash this morning.
Sorry, I asked.
I have a question. Was I wrong being in a strip club praying for potential members? Was I wrong for that? Friend of mine is like, oh, you're wrong in this and this. I'm like, no.
From Africa right now. Africa right now.
Why Worcester becoming a sanctuary city is important for the transgender and gender diverse populations.
I want you to listen to me.
I need the city to protect me because the federal government won't.
Let us remember that the Nazis burned the books on gender sciences.
Never mind.
What does that mean, and not to burn the books on gender sciences? When did that happen? It's a makeup mess along the way. What the? Amazing. It's last night we had the women's forum every third Thursday night of the month for ladies only. And I had said earlier that day, come on down, ladies. We're going to get out of there on time. I lied. We ended up getting out about a half hour later. And I'm like, what the? I went to bed. When I finally got home and got to bed, I closed my eyes only for a moment. And the moment was gone. Because you don't go home and go right to bed, right? You're already late. You don't go right to bed. By the time you make it to bed and do your silent prayer and all that, it's time to get up. But it was all worth it. Everybody and they mama showed up at the meeting. And I'm not exaggerating. I can't. And I was thinking about how can I express last night meeting to the people. I was thinking of the word amazing. Honesty was one of them for sure. Revealing, working on themselves. It was deep. I never know how any of the meetings going to go. And so I'm like everyone else. I just kind of get there, have a way to see. But it was amazing. And I want to just encourage those ladies to stay with it, stay with it, stay with it, stay with it. Don't stop. Do not stop. Don't let the voices of evil convince you to stop at all. Fellowship was amazing. The right kind of fellowship is amazing, really. There's this fake fellowship where you get together and you yell at a football or at some dumb basketball and some people run up and down the court or up and down the field for a stupid ball. Or you go to church and you raise, lift up holy hands, sing song, hooba holla, the preacher preach, and it's over. That's not real fellowship. Real fellowship is like what happens in our meetings, in our forums. It was amazing. It really was. I just had to finally say, okay, bye. And ended it. And just walked out. It was deep. It really was. Amazing. And we don't record those meetings by video, audio, or anything because it is the one time that the men for the men's forums and the ladies' forums, they're really able to just open up and just be honest about themselves and with themselves. It was amazing. What I want to do before I get to the calls and everything, I want to, Hake is here already, and I want to just finish up on the super chats from yesterday. We did not get a chance to finish them. And I said to Hake of the HakeReport.com and of the Hake News, not the fake news, I said, all right, Hake, we will finish them the first thing tomorrow morning, referring to today. So, super chat.
Super chat.
Super, super.
Super chats.
Good morning.
Hey, Hake.
Hey.
You have on your muscle shirt?
Yes.
Looks like you've been lifting weights.
Looks can be deceiving.
That's to show you, huh?
Yep. Justin bought a coffee over on buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. And I may have read this, but I don't necessarily remember. How do you break a generational curse for your kids, Jesse?
Well, you can't break it, but as you overcome it, if the kids are very young, then the spirit of the father would break it because you will start to pass on love to them. And hopefully before they're too old, they will forgive. And kids is, a lot of times it's easy for kids to forgive unless that anger has grown in them. So you just work on you living in the light, and the light will work on your behalf. Amazing. Thank you.
Amazing Asia, let us know if the website is working for you. JasonLeePeterson.shop for buying a coffee. Buying a Punchy's coffee, that is.
Punchy coffee is amazing.
Yeah.
Go to RebuildingTheMan.com/store. Yep. RebuildingTheMan.com/store. Thank you.
Any issues, call 323-782-1980, our office.
Yeah.
10 coffees from David, very generous. He's saying, enjoying some Bible thumping yesterday while sipping on Punchy's coffee. As a video editor, I can confirm that Anchor Baby is the hardest working person on this side of heaven. On that note, let him know I emailed him an updated version of the Express Yourself Friday I made. You need to go and get yourself that update. Appreciate y'all.
Thank you. Appreciate that. And believe me, the Anchor Baby is energy everywhere. And he helped run this organization in ways that is mind-blowing. And I appreciate that. Thank you.
Shout out to Jay Lou for a generous Cash App Cash App payment. Thank you.
Jay Lou. Thank you, Jay Lou. I appreciate it.
Bond JLP on Cash App.
Right on.
Michelle Z, 5 coffees. Is it okay to forgive your dad but not respect him as a person? He hasn't worked in over 20 years and depends entirely on my mom, and I find his behaviors disgusting.
Disgusting. Then if you feel all that way about him, you have not forgiven. And the fact that he didn't work was between your mother and your father has nothing to do with you. So there is never, ever, 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 but never, 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 ever a time to be angry. Anger is hatred. There's never a time to hate. You must always forgive as you are forgiven by God. So forgive your father and leave his business alone. Amazing. Thank you.
Thank you, Michelle Z.
Yeah.
Wazo bought a coffee. That pastor who went in and prayed at the the one you saw in Bible
strip club.
Express Yourself Friday. Yeah. Prayed at the strip club for potential members for his new church. Not new. That pastor was not wrong, boss. That boy, hey Zeus, oops, I meant Jesus, was with the whores / sluts / prostitutes in the Bible, getting his feet cleaned, looking for potential members. That mess, I'ma keep it spiffy next time if the Lord is willing and the creek don't rise. 888, laughing faces.
But Jesus did not go into a strip club looking for anyone. Jesus met the people along the way. It's the light that drew the people to Jesus. Amazing. Thank you.
That's funny. Thank you, Wazo. Nikki bought 7 coffees. Is awakening to the truth of what we are something predestined, like a fate or destiny? Been reflecting on how God helped me awaken from a very young age. And yesterday I heard someone read 1 Corinthians 2:6-7. Does that suggest it is?
That's a lot of questions. I don't understand the question.
Is it fate or destiny or predestined that you awakened to the truth?
I don't know what that means.
Okay.
Forget about all that. Really. Let all that go. You're in your head. You just live in the light. Don't get into all that. Thank you, though. Appreciate it. Stay with it.
Good advice. Alfredo says, amazing on Cash App.
Thank you. Amazing. Thank you.
Shout out to yesterday's top contributors, Games for Rec, Kid Combo 1.0, Groovy Monkey, Wolf 336, and the rest of the supporters. Thanks, as always, DLive crew.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Fazul bought a coffee from South Florida, sending love to you all. As always, Father, bless Jesse and crew.
Thank you very much, and thank you for your support.
Jamil bought a coffee. Jesse, my theory about the plane crashes is this. All the ladies had their...
What?
monthly thing at the same time.
Low. Somebody let it down.
Oh, okay. Right. Don't blame me. They call
Is he looking right on the camera down here? God, yeah. Let it up.
Nice. I think it's looking a little bit better.
Definitely. All
right. They call it synchronization or eseth. Eseth. Laughing face. Scrunched eyes.
What?
Jamil thinks that all the ladies who are all pilots or something.
Oh.
And they're all crashing because they have their monthly thing all at the same time. Synchronization.
What? Thank you. That's amazing.
Indeed. And Soul Conscious Five Coffees. Jesse, biblical question.
How do you trust God?
I do not know. I just do the silent prayer, watch the thoughts, and stay present.
Amazing. Thank you for that. I'll put my two cents in on Sunday. If the Lord is willing and the creek don't rise. Thank you.
And shout out, as always, to the monthly subscribers and people who were given subscriptions on the Rumble crew, Southern Skies, Crichton, Turd Flying Monkey, Jules Verne, Age of Inversion, Rimfire 2020, Anna Banana Lama Rama, and the Pastor Chatelet and the rest of the people over there. Thanks.
Thank you.
Guys.
Amazing.
And thanks, guys. That's all for now.
Thank you all. I appreciate it. Nice. Amazing. So, some of you may have heard that ICE is on loose out there making America great again. And because of the evilness of human hearts, there are people who are trying to help the illegal aliens get away from ICE. Can you imagine? I just saw a story this morning where, according to the story, in Los Angeles, there are people working against ICE to help the illegal aliens in Los Angeles. I heard about it in New York or other places like that. But I think that's amazing. And yet, due to the wickedness of human beings, they don't see anything wrong with it. Or they see something wrong with it, but they're okay. CNN quoted a pastor in Portland trying to give illegal sanctuary. What a mess, huh? This is why you don't want these people in your country. Because once they get here, it ain't easy to get them out. And then you have other American citizens helping the illegals. Follow the money trail. All right? CNN is reporting that, according to the story, there's a young girl who committed suicide. And they're saying that she committed suicide because somebody else was bullying her about her family being immigrants or something like that. This is CNN. A young girl's death by suicide, no such thing as by suicide, is who committed suicide. How you going to do by suicide? It's all like when she was on death row or something, and she was killed by ingestion.
Or suicide killed her or something.
I ain't going to say by suicide. You commit suicide. You don't by suicide. What? It's amazing to me that that how the children of the lie, how evil working through human beings, always changing the word to look sad, to give a wrong impression to human nature in order to live, to stay and live in human beings. How are you going to say by suicide? You commit suicide. You do not by suicide. But this is how they wrote it, right? A young girl, death by suicide, is being investigated by school police after her mother says she was bullied by other students who hurled insults at her, claiming her family was in the U.S. illegally. Watch this from WFAA.
It was 12 degrees in Gainesville when they carried the casket into St. Mary's Catholic Church, the same church where 11 years earlier Jocelyn Rojo Carranza was baptized, the same priest now at her funeral mass bidding her goodbye.
In thanksgiving for the life of Jocelyn, because Jocelyn will be remembered forever.
Jocelyn died February 8th, 5 days after she attempted suicide at her home in Gainesville. She would have been 12 years old this June.
They bully. It's true. It started on the bus. There was a situation on the bus where that started.
Her mom says bullying got so bad at Gainesville Intermediate School that Jocelyn was meeting with a school counselor several times a week. But her mom says they only learned that after her suicide attempt. They say fellow students allegedly taunted her about immigration and what it would be like if her parents were deported.
They would tell me ICE was going to come. They would tell her ICE was going to come and get her parents, and she was going to be here alone.
So whose fault is that, the girl or the parents who it seemed like brought the children here illegally, or they came illegally? I don't know what. Do we supposed to stop ICE now from deporting these people? What are you supposed to do? And who really knows what the real truth is? I don't know if that's true or not. Anyway, she was bullied. And because she was bullied, she committed suicide. Who fought in that she didn't teach her children how to deal with other? And children can be mean, believe me. Have you ever been a child? Children are not nice. They harass one another. They just say anything they want to one another, and they don't care how you feel. And then they grow up as an adult, they try to hide it and pretend to be nice. But children ain't nice. Amazing, huh? Should they have kept that girl in the school? At some point, you, me, and everyone, if you want to be free, you got to take responsibility for your own self as adults, if you want to be free. If you want to live in your life of misery and pretend to be a victim, you can stay there too and live in your hell. And it's all, I guess that woman was interpreting for the mother of the child. It appears, I'm not for sure. But it's all like she never even learned English. What a mess. And there's no such thing as death by suicide. You commit suicide when it happens. All right? One other quick thing I want to show you. And I want you to pay attention to how the media paint these illegal as victims. Illegals are not victims. Just like blacks are not victims, whites are not victims, Jews are not victims, Allah Uaba people are not victims, Chinese are not victims. No such thing as a victim, folks. And you used to know this in the good old days. You lost your way. Well, don't worry. The great white hope is bringing it back. Watch this from Fox 11. A formerly incarcerated transgender was allegedly tricked to come outside her home in Montebello, California. It says transgender woman. I don't know what that means. But watch this from Fox 11.
It seemed like a simple request by a California parole agent in Montebello.
I just need to sign that I stuck in here and I go and that's it.
But it turned out to be a ploy designed to lure Natalie Marinaro out of her home and into the custody of ICE agents.
You know, it's hard to find the words to say how the government called here and tricked Natalie and lured her outside. And had ICE waiting for her.
It happened on Sunday, January 26th, shortly after 10 in the morning. Natalie, a transgender woman from El Salvador, was living at a new way of life, a facility for formerly incarcerated women. Susan Burton is the founder.
For parole to call her and say, come outside and sign papers, and then have ICE waiting for her.
Mark,
just
how about amazing?
My heart aches.
Oh, Lord. Mama heart is always aching.
Got him.
I know. What the? Making America white again. Amazing. Is she black or black Mexican? She look like a black Mexican. Well, I think she look black because she got black hair. She got those braids things. And you saw how they said, oh, my heart ached. For them to call inside and have her to come out like, oh, my heart ached. This is why women are supposed to be at home raising, watching over the man's children, not at work. Unless you got to work, you're not married, right? That same transgender, according to this report, in 2005, was convicted of murder. Watch this from Fox 11.
In 2005, Natalie was convicted of second-degree murder and was sent to California State Prison.
Natalie got caught in a bad situation where she was at the wrong place at the wrong time. And for that, she paid 17 and a half years. She paid her debt to society. And now she was trying to start anew.
Natalie paid her debt.
Yeah.
Natalie's been making great choices, really working on herself internally, externally, like the whole package.
Susan Hefner is the housing supervisor. Both women say Natalie is a diligent worker who built a community garden at a new way of life. They describe her as a compassionate person.
We love her. We're family.
Natalie, who is seeking asylum, called on the phone from a detention facility in Otay Mesa.
After you were detained, what did they tell you?
They told me that I was getting deported, and I said, why are you going to deport me? If you can deport me, I'm going to get tortured in my country.
Oh, go back to your country and change your country. Amazing, huh? I told you once, I've told you twice, and I've told you 1,000 times. Hell is right here on earth. There's another hell that you go to when you drop your body. And it's just a continuation of what you're already living. Hell is right here. That's why you got to overcome you don't have to, but I recommend you overcome the world inside of you so you can overcome it outside of you as well. And you can have heaven right here on earth. Now, it's a mess going on in the world today and in my country. My country is gone. Yes, it appears that the great white hope, Donald Trump, is going to do some amazing things, is doing amazing things. But the one thing he can't do, he cannot change a human heart. He can't change human beings' heart from evil to love. And believe me, the heart is wicked beyond what I can describe. But you can still overcome it if you work on yourself. 888-773-7773-888-77-JESSE. Quick break. Back in a moment to your phone calls. Now, I totally disagree with the way things are going, but you can't be angry because that's what the enemy wants. He wants to control you. They do things to make you mad so they can control you. It's like being married, and the wife would do things to make you mad, or she'll do things to make you feel good. And men do that to women, too, when they want something from the woman, especially sex. They'll make her feel good, or they'll make her angry. And the woman's going to have to say, you don't want to be angry. You want to speak up. You want to disagree with what's going on. It's wrong. But do not be angry. Then you won't have fear. You won't have doubt. You won't have worries. You'll be able to see. But you got to stay away from anger. That's why you must forgive your mothers and your fathers so that you can overcome the spirit of anger. It's a spirit and it's wicked. Nothing good in anger because it has no love, folks. You need love to defeat evil. And love is not a weakness. It's a strength. It's from God. It's His nature. Busy day today. After my show, the Hake Report. The Hake Report from 9 to 11 a.m. Pacific time. The Hake, H-A-K-E report.com. And then at 11 a.m. today, a brand new episode of The Fallen State, which I don't have in my package right now. But it is at 11. TheFallenState.tv. Oh, you don't have it? Okay, we'll come back to that and play that soundbite for you. You have it?
Yeah.
And who am I talking to?
Bob Woodson.
Amazing conversation with Bob Woodson. Watch this.
Next time on The Fallen State.
I was a young civil rights activist, but I became really disenchanted when the poverty programs came along. I knew from the first year that it was going to be a disaster.
They think it's because of the white man. It's not true. It's not true.
You know, you can sit at the gambling table, and if they don't give you a winning hand, they're racist. Those blacks use that racial shield to protect them against criticism.
Should a man marry a woman who would not obey him?
Well, I think you got me above my pay grade again.
You're gonna enjoy it. You will. You're gonna like it. It was a grown-up conversation for a change. And Bob is a civil rights activist, community development leader, author, and the founder and president of the Woodson Center at 11 a.m. today. And then at 12 noon, the American Anchor Baby. The American Anchor Baby is no longer in hiding. He's no longer in a secret location. And energy everywhere at 12 noon. Check him out. And then Sunday morning, fellowship for all. Sunday morning, fellowship for all. All right? The Anchor Baby did not die by suicide for fear of ICE. I cannot believe that. See, I told you that angry people are stupid people. How you going to say died by suicide? That doesn't even make sense. Amazing. 888-775-3773. And don't forget to like, follow, subscribe, ring the bell, support us on social media like rumble.com/Jesse Lee Peterson, cozy.tv/JLP, JLP Talk on X, and Jesse Lee Peterson on Instagram, all over the place. Like, follow, comment, subscribe, and all that. All right. Let me go to Christopher, a first-time caller out of Denver. Christopher, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Mr. JLP, top of the morning, sir.
Good morning, Christopher.
How you doing today?
All is well.
All right. Big fan of your show.
Thank you.
I really pay attention to the things you say, so I thought I'd call in today.
Okay.
And ask for a little bit of advice, my good brother. I just lost my family. I decided to create a new family at 40 years old with someone that I knew for over a decade, someone that knew my past, someone that knew everything about me. Everything was going good. We had two daughters within 3 years. I had got hurt at work, so I was a stay-at-home father. I was by their side from morning through the night, and I believed that was my calling in life. That's what me and their mother discussed. I could be a stay-at-home father and take care of these girls. We went through a little financial problem and got evicted from our apartment. I've been on workman's comp for 3 years now. Like I said, I was hurt, so I was getting a check, and I was being a great father. We got evicted, and she said she was going to her aunt's house for 6 months to get situated. I was not invited. These are people who I've been in their lives for 3 years. I spoke to these people several times a day. They were my family. After we got evicted, she went to her aunt's house and had a plan. And that was 6 months working on herself and being a great mom. We would reconnect in 6 months. I'd go get another job. We'd get a place and we would move on. 2.5 months into this 6 month term that we're talking about here, she calls me and tells me she's with somebody else, and she moved back into her mother's house with her mother. I was with those kids every single day. I miss them tremendously. I wish this on no man. I just wanted to throw this out there because the fact is that we really can't trust people, even when you put your all in it. There's some other man right now holding my baby, my second baby, who's not even a year old. They're baiting me to get to the house. They've threatened with police. I was institutionalized as a kid. I've been through the system, and I got my situation and my mind together at 30 years old. I've been doing real good in life up until this point, and everything just came down on me. I'm living in a friend of mine's shed, my only friend. I lost everything, and this lady just moved on with a so-called family friend. She was always on the internet. She was always on her phone. I don't do social media. I used to do it when I did music in the entertainment business about 10 years ago, but that's irrelevant now. I don't play on the internet. I don't do social media, and that's exactly what this woman did all the time. Watch Discovery Channel shows is what she did. And
when you say they're baiting you to come, are they trying to get you to come over to their house where she is?
Yeah, they threatened with police.
They want you to go over there?
Yeah, they do.
And why do they want you to go there?
I have texts and emails all over my phone from these people threatening with police, just saying they wanted me in jail. I'm a truth speaker.
So let me ask. So they want you to go to their house so they can have you arrested?
Yeah.
Oh,
they know what I'm capable of. I'm not trying to be a tough guy, but they know what I'm capable of, yes. You know what I mean? And they use that against me. I just want to say another thing before this had happened. We had a weapon in the house. I'm in Colorado. It's all legal. We had a weapon in the house to protect our house. 2 weeks before we got evicted, she gave this weapon to her mother. And then they started talking about police. So I I checked their temperature right there, and I really knew what was going on, if that makes any sense to you. I called all these people out on their shortcomings. I never lied about nothing. I'm pretty honest about me, myself, and I. I feel like truth is the only way to rock in this world. So I was calling these people out on their narcissistic, just funny style ways.
So let me ask, because of time, what's your question for me? Or do you have one?
My question is, what would you do?
Well,
what would you do? I went no contact.
First of all, I don't know what I would do unless I was in that situation, and then I would see what to do. But for what I would recommend for you, if you're asking that, you should be happy to see all this that's happening right now. And then so you can understand why you didn't see it before it happened. You were asleep and you thought you were with the right woman and you were not. You thought your plan, the way you guys had it going, you at home and she going to work, wasn't. So I would recommend that you be glad to see that these are your enemies and not your friend, but don't hate them. They can't help themselves either. And just start totally working on you. Don't communicate with them. Don't argue with them. Don't hold anything against them, because it's not their fault that you were blind and you ended up in this situation. So I would do the silent prayer, forgive, do the silent prayer, and wake up so that God can give you the life that he created for you.
And my children?
And if she's keeping you from seeing them, I would just let her have them, you know, and work on you and let God's will be done, and God will make it possible for you to see your children and have them back. But don't work on yourself for that reason. You're working on yourself because you want to return to the Father. You want to overcome your hell. And in wanting to overcome your hell, life would be made for you, and you would never, ever have to suffer again.
I had kids also when I was 20 years old, so I went through this before and betrayed. And that's like the cherry on the sundae with this, is that, like I said, she knew my past, and she promised.
And how did she find out? How did she She knew your past, and she promised what?
Well, I had kids when I was 20.
And she knew your past about that?
Yes, sir.
And why did you tell her?
Why did I tell her?
Yes.
Well, I told her. She knew that from the beginning, yeah.
Why did you tell her?
Because it's only right to tell her. I don't keep secrets.
But how is that right to tell her? She's using it against you.
That's exactly what she did.
So what was right for you to tell? You would never, ever, ever, never, 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 under any circumstances, you're supposed to tell a woman your problem. The women, they lie and pretend, oh, I love you, I care, I understand. Tell me, sound like the serpent, right? Tell me, I love you. And then you tell the serpent your problem, and they use it against you.
And that's exactly what happened, JLP.
Right, yes, and that was your fault, because you should not have told her anything. You should go to the Father, and the Father will forgive you and guide you. So you made a big mistake with the first lady and having children. You repeated the same thing with the second woman. And I promise you, if you don't overcome the fallen state, if you don't overcome your emotions, your thoughts and emotions, you're going to repeat it over and over again. Because every woman going to lie to you that this one is better, and the devil going to lie to you, you're going to believe it. And once you get in this situation, all hell going to break loose, and the devil going to laugh at you. And then he's going to tell you, oh, well, try another one. You got to stop listening to thoughts. All thoughts are all lies all the time about anything.
I hear you, my good brother.
And so I would just cut off all communication. If they won't let you see your children, stop communicating. Don't argue with them. Don't be trying to convince them of anything. and just totally work on yourself. Have you heard me say that you should forgive your mother?
Yeah, I have. My mother just passed away 3 months ago from cancer, yeah.
And did you hear me say forgive her before she died?
It was too late, but I forgive her now.
Oh, okay. And how about your father?
I forgive him deep down inside, no contact. These are people that abandoned me as a little kid, so.
You can't find your father?
What was that?
You can't find him?
I know where he's at. He just, he disowned me about 13 years old, so.
How do you know that?
Well, he's told me.
he told you that you were not his?
No, I mean, I'm his. He just didn't want nothing to do with me, sir.
And why not?
Because I reminded him of my mother.
Yeah.
My mother was a crackhead. She smoked crack and PCP pregnant with me. It's, you know, it goes deeper than what we just talked about. I'm not here for that part, but yeah. I'm just saying, you know, I've been to hell and back. You know what I'm saying? I feel like I still live in hell now.
You are. I'm about to tell you, still in hell. If you want out of hell, you got to forgive your father. You cannot resent your father and your mother or anyone, really, even your enemy. You can't resent them and have perfect peace. You will have perfect peace if you forgive. And God will forgive you when you forgive them because they can help themselves. They came from parents, too. Their mother was screwed up. Their fathers were weak. They had the same problem. Your situation may have been different, but they had the same problem, same spirit. And if you want perfect peace, you must forgive. There's never, ever, ever, ever a reason to hate anyone, to be angry at anyone. Hatred and hate, anger, it's the same. But you must forgive if you want to be free. You got to forgive your father.
I hear you.
Will you do it?
I will do it.
Yeah.
I will do it.
Just say, hey, Dad, I'm sorry for resenting you. I realize now you can help yourself. And God will forgive you. I really want to encourage you, Christopher, to take this time in life and totally work on you to overcome thoughts and emotions, loneliness, depression, suicidal thoughts, whatever you're having, because that's hell. That's what hell is. And if you've
been dealing with that for a couple of weeks now, yeah, you're right.
Uh-huh. But God, and don't call that misery you anymore. It's not you. It's a bucket load of thoughts that are telling you that is you. And because you are believing it, it brings on emotions. And it tells you how lonely you are for the children, how much you love the children, how evil the wife is for taking the children. It's telling you all those, and now they're with another man. It's telling you lies so that you can overreact. Don't believe them and stay present, and I promise you, you will have an amazing life. I promise you that. But you got to work on you now.
That's right. That's right. Thank you, sir.
And do the silent prayer. Find your father if you can, and just apologize to him for being angry at him. He couldn't help himself. And again, don't argue with the woman that took your children. Don't argue with the man that lived with the woman that took the children. Don't argue with the family members or anyone. You stop arguing with the devil in your mind and in other people. It's just two devils arguing. Nothing comes from that, all right?
Yes, sir. I would have bought you guys a coffee, but my pockets hurt. I want you gentlemen to have a good day, and I appreciate you very much, sir.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Let me know how it goes.
All right.
All right,
keep
buddy.
Your chin up.
All right. Thank you.
Okay.
Hell on earth. Emotions and thoughts are hell. If anyone tell you thoughts, I mean anger and emotions are good, that's your enemy. They're lying to you. I would stay far away from them. Don't resent them, though. Don't judge them. Just know anyone that's encouraging you to be angry is your enemy. Human beings are not created to be angry. You were created to be of love, and not your love, not human love. Andre, a first-time caller out of Florida. Andre, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hey, Grandpa Jesse, how are you?
All is well, Andre.
You had, when I first saw your show, okay, first of all, I'm black.
You black.
but I'm the not all black, okay? So.
Meaning what?
Meaning, like, I wasn't raised in the ghettos and, you know, I didn't have, went to international schools, highly educated.
Oh, okay.
I have 40 acres of land, you know, very, very successful.
Okay, I got you. So, go ahead.
Yeah, so I agree. Now, you had me triggered, like, when I first saw your show, but now I'm all, I'm completely in support of find a way, even on a find a way.
And why were you triggered?
Well, because, you know, growing up, I you know, when you're young, you kind of, you know, you're, like you said, your mother kind of shapes you. And then as you get older, you kind of have to investigate for yourself and stuff like that. So,
okay.
You know, I was hearing, I didn't grow up around black people so much. Like, I went to a lot of international schools, went to some white schools, stuff like that.
Yeah.
Caucasians do not shape my personality either, so I'm not saying that. But
it's because I'm telling you, your question for me is what?
You have to be patient, Mr. Grandpa Jesse. I was getting to it.
Go ahead. I'm trying to not let the computer cut you off. Go ahead.
Okay. So, anyway, so I do, let's say, I'm very big supporter of your show.
Thank you.
My question is, do I trust God? Yes, I do, because...
Oh, you're responding to the biblical question. How do you trust God?
I trust God because I broke away from my mother's manipulative
ways. Not why do you trust him? How do you trust him?
How do I trust God? Because I put all my faith.
It's not. The question is, you said you do trust God. So the question is, how do you trust him? How do you do that?
How do I do that?
Yeah.
I don't know. Is it an action? You mean like action? Like how? Like do I trust God as far as action?
How do you trust God is the biblical question.
So the way my life reflects that I am a reflection of me trusting God. Because of the way my life looks, from where I came from to where I am now.
Amazing.
Have
you thought about that before it became a biblical question? How do I trust God?
Can you repeat that?
Have you ever wondered how do you trust God? Have you ever thought about that before?
No, not until I saw your show, to be honest with you.
Right on. Andre, thank you so much. I got to take a break. Two more hours to go. Hate news, not the fake news. 888-77-JESSE. Thank you, Andre. Back in a moment. I'll put my two cents in on Sunday. Steve, thank you for calling and thanks for holding. How have you been helped by the show?
I'm going to tell you this. I believe you might go down in history as one of the greatest, if not the greatest, black man that ever lived on planet Earth, as far as I'm concerned. I don't know anybody before you that's been that great. You know, freeing slaves is one thing, but you've been freeing people of their mind, which matters, it should be anyhow, to you more than anything else, because with the mind not being right, there ain't nothing else going to happen right anyway.
If you can doubt every thought... Because you're not your thoughts. If you can doubt every thought, knowing that you're not your thoughts, you don't create them, they're not from God, that they're from the deceiver, the great deceiver, Satan. If you can doubt every thought, you can be free just like that. At an instant, bring every thought into captivity. It's so amazing.
The House Republicans versus the Senate Republicans budget is, they're having competing budgets. That's exciting, I guess. Don't know what it means, but it sounds like a mess. And federal firings, exciting times. Inflation and Walmart drama. Walmart's saying they expect problems in the economy or something like that. People getting weary of inflation. So they expect earnings to be down. So they claiming trying to manage the expectations. And Trump's people met with Zelensky, and Zelensky seemed to like it okay. Nice. And a 25-year-old kayaker or something like that, he got swallowed by a humpback whale, by the way. Did you hear about that? Briefly. Just call him Jonah. This is the end of hour one of Get It Off Your Chest Friday, February 21st, AD 2025. The lines are full, guys. You can call in every so often, okay? Call in right now and every so often in case a line opens up. But they are busy. Lines are busy right now. But you can also call in as you hear JLP wrap up with another caller. It is Hake News on Fake News. Comedy Nonsense Network, CNN, reports on madness in the Senate and the House. Senate Republicans took a major step to advance our greatest president, Donald J. Trump's sweeping agenda early today. They stayed over through the night, voting to adopt a budget blueprint that sets up a clash with House Republicans. Who are the Republicans and who are the Republicans? We may never know. The process of drafting the text of the actual legislation likely to be contentious and involve painstaking negotiations between the House and Senate that could stretch over months. So, what a mess. And a billionaire, Elon Musk, on Thursday used a chainsaw as a prop. As a prop to tout his efforts to shrink the federal workforce. Cut, 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 cut. In the Department of Government Efficiency, or DOGE, Musk waved it in the air at a conservative event, describing it as a chainsaw for bureaucracy instead of for trees. He was asked repeatedly about his efforts to find waste and fraud at the federal budget. He likened to throwing darts in a room full of targets. You can't miss. Anywhere you go, you get a whole bunch, billion here, billion there, a few billion here, a few billion there, several billion here, 100 billion there, trillions here, trillions there. I don't know. The Trump administration and Elon Musk have insisted they are carefully purging the federal so-called workforce by firing only low-performing employees serving in non-critical roles or recent hires on probationary status. However, CNN Commie Nonsense Network has found the exact opposite is happening. Recently promoted employees or people who have received strong performance reviews are among those who have been terminated. Strong performance reviews doesn't mean that they're essential. Anyway, inflation, and maybe they'll end up hiring some back and firing even more. Inflation. Stocks on Wall Street fell Thursday after Walmart warned inflation and tariffs could slow down sales for the year. They're used to selling cheap Chinese stuff. It's no more Happy Jack's Walmart. Anyway, the sour forecast from the world's largest retailer, soon to be replaced by Amazon, I hear, but I don't know, dragged down the Dow by more than 650 points or 1.5%. Sounds like terrorism from Walmart to me. I'm kidding around. I don't know. Before ending the day 451 points lower, whatever that means, S&P 500, whatever that is, NASDAQ composite, blah, 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 blah. Nobody cares. Walmart's chief financial officer acknowledged uncertainties related to consumer behavior and globo-homo economic geopolitical conditions. A CNN poll showed 62% of adults nationwide say our greatest president, Donald J. Trump, has not gone far enough in trying to reduce the price of everyday goods. Give him time and get your act together yourself. I'll tell you about this Ukraine drama, this rift between Washington and Kiev, between the unchristian president there and our Christian one here, at the next hour. But now back to the J.C. Lee Peterson Show, hour two.
Somewhere in the to stand up strong, face the truth about themselves, to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. Stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I'm Jesse Lee Peterson. Welcome to the second hour of the show today. You can get involved by calling 888-77-5377-888-77-JESSE. And my biblical question, a doozy. How do you trust God? How? How now, brown cow? How do you trust God? Amazing question. We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on JesseLeePeterson.com/show. JesseLeePeterson.com/show. And if you're out and about, you can listen to the show on your iPhone or iPad. Even if you're about to commit suicide, if you're about to hurt yourself, by committing suicide. By committing suicide. What if you're about to die by suicide? What the? No such thing as dying by suicide. You commit suicide. Grandpa, tell me about the good old days. You could be listening to the show. You can podcast. But you could be listening to the show on your iPhone or iPad by calling the listen line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate to have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk. Buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. It's Friday. It's Get It Off Your Chest Friday. It is a special Friday.
You, Tom, like a mug.
You need to go and get yourself bleached. Because everything you say about black people and you're sitting up there looking like a tar baby.
It might sound like a semantics argument, but he's a gray alien.
I wonder if he's been smoking pot.
How's the world doing today?
This was the scene in rural Arizona today. Charred debris littering this airport outside Tucson after a deadly mid-air crash this morning.
Sorry, I asked.
I have a question. Was I wrong being in a strip club praying for potential members? Was I wrong for that? A friend of mine is like, oh, you're wrong in this and this. I'm like, no.
From Africa right now. Africa right now.
Why Worcester becoming a sanctuary city is important for the transgender and gender diverse populations.
I want you to listen to me.
I need the city to protect me because the federal government won't.
Let us remember that the Nazis burned the books that books on gender sciences.
Never mind.
What a mess, huh? I was talking to my producer right now, and we played this story about this 11-year-old girl, Texas girl, who allegedly, according to a report, committed suicide because she was bullied about her family being illegal aliens, and they said she committed suicide. And then I noticed that the family went to the media with it, right? And my producer reminded me, he said, it's interesting how now you see these people going right to the media, these illegal aliens and supporters of illegals when things happen. They go to the media. Why? Why do you think they're going to the media? He made a good point about that. I had not caught that. they're going to the media because they don't want the border to be closed, close the border down. They don't want to be deported back to their country. They're trying to stop ICE. They're trying to stop the Great White Hope from doing his job. And they're using the media for it. And the media is too happy to accommodate them. Amazing, huh? And said, oh, committed suicide, died by suicide. And let's go to the media. They're using all these sad stories, quote unquote sad stories. This is why you got to overcome your emotions, to convince you to support them to keep the borders open and protect them from ICE. Rather than going back home and try, if you got to come or want to come, come through the front door. In the right way. Not now, though. Like years from now. And so they're using the media to promote evil. And I was told, I don't know, but I've been told, maybe some of you Catholic people can let me know, because I really only heard about, that I can remember, heard about Catholic religion when I moved to L.A., maybe Indiana, I kind of remember it in Indiana a little bit. But I heard that in the old days, Catholics thought people who committed suicide would go straight to hell. Is that true, y'all? In the old days, did Catholic people think that people who committed suicide would go to hell? And they wouldn't do funerals for people who committed suicide. Is that true? What the? I did hear, though, growing up that you're not supposed to take your own life. And if you do, you're not going to heaven. That's for sure. I've heard something like that growing up as well. But anyway, wake up, America. Before I go to the calls, I got to tell you, Karen Bass is a mess. And I tried to warn the American people, just as I did with the fallen Messiah, Barack Obama, before he and Big Mama Michelle entered into the White House. I said, don't vote for Barack. Oh, Barack is only going to make things worse. Barack doesn't love America. But the white people voted for him because he spoke well. And they thought, well, maybe we vote for him, the black people would know we love them. And it did not work. And Obama, under Obama, we became more divided and more communist than any other time in history of America. And it's only gotten worse. And then I tell you, don't be voting for these black liberals, men and women, but especially women, the men too. They're not going to make America great again. It's not in them. I can't think, and no one has been able to tell me of any blacks that you voted into government. You can't tell me anything that they've done in the last 70 years or so. You can't tell me anything that they've done that made America great again. It made America better. It added to America and made America better. But you keep voting for them. Same thing with Karen Bass, the mayor of Los Angeles. I said, don't vote for her. I have debated Karen before. She doesn't know her way out of a paper bag. How is she going to run a city? But you voted for her because she was black and female. And now look what you're getting. According to Daily News, L.A. Mayor Karen Bass has offered an astonishing excuse for her infamous trip to Ghana. Ghana, as her city erupted in wildfire. She was in Ghana, visiting with the sisters, meaning other black women, saying she went there because, she went because no one told her not to. Watch this from Fox 11.
going to go to Ghana, which I know you've said was a mistake now. But I just am curious on the thought process behind it.
Right.
Because we know that there was warnings about the weather before you went, and you still went. What was the thought process behind going to Ghana?
So let me just tell you a couple of things. First of all, when the White House called and asked me if I would represent the president, I said yes. It was going to be a very, very short trip,
this is under Joe Biden.
A weekend and two business days. We need to look at everything about the preparation and all of that for the fires, because I think when we evaluate that, we will find that although there were warnings that I frankly wasn't aware of, although there were warnings, I think our preparation wasn't what it typically is, meaning that before there's a major weather event, for example, last week when we knew we were going to get into the rains, you saw us come together and us talk about, you know, get your sandbags, bring the K-rails out. That type of preparation didn't happen. If that had, I will tell you, Alex, I wouldn't have even gone to San Diego, let alone leave the country.
So you have a mayor who didn't know. And that white man trying to understand his mindset. White people trying hard to understand the mindset of the blacks. What's that mindset? Isn't that an amazing question? Anyone want to know, what can care? You're the mayor of the city. You are going to Ghana. And well, and you knew the weather was going to be bad. Oh, I didn't know. Isn't that amazing? And you voted for this. White people trying to understand the mindset of the blacks. Even the blacks don't understand the mindset of the blacks. She didn't even know when she took funding from the fire department. All the Karen Bass know how to do is put on a faint grin and pretended that she loved the homeless. And y'all voted for her. Now do you understand why Gavin Newsom is bad enough? You just added to that. The reporter asked what she meant by problems she wasn't aware of.
But what do you mean there were warnings you weren't aware of? Because I know we were talking about it on the news. A lot of people were talking about the problems, warning that this was going to be a huge
deal. So when I talked about it with the fire chief, what she said is that we have warnings of Santa Ana winds a lot. But predicting this, and you saw, we from the city, from the county, that level of preparation really didn't happen. So it didn't reach that level to me to say something terrible could happen and maybe you shouldn't have gone on the trip.
Why didn't
But
it
to
happen?
Me, I don't know. I mean, I think that that's one of the things we need to look at. So two investigations are taking place. One internal to the city, and that's the fire commission, because that's mandated by the city charter. So the commission will hire an outside entity to examine everything, the pre-deployment, you know, why were staffs, why were firefighters sent home, you know, all of that that should have taken place that didn't. And then also the governor has contracted with the Fire Safety Research Institute, which is a national institute that investigated what happened in the fires in Maui. So everything that happened, including that, needs to be examined.
So her people going to examine her? What a mess, huh? What y'all don't know? She's the word salad like that other guy, right? What's that woman name? That female that wanted to be president.
Kamala.
Kamala. Just words. What y'all don't know, white people, you do know it, but you're afraid to say it out loud. Black people don't feel like working. What? She ought to go to Ghana. She ain't got time to be trying to think about some fire coming, strong winds, and all that. Black people want to go to Ghana. This being mayor is an opportunity to travel, sleep in late, and she ain't got time to be trying to figure out. Look at Camilla, not Oh, yeah, Kamala Harris. She had time to go down to no borders. That's too much work. You want her to go down to the border to try to figure out how to close the border? Uh-uh. That's white people stuff. It's been reported that Carabas pulled funds from the department after the department begged her for more funds right before the fire. Isn't that amazing? It's been reported. I don't feel like going out there looking at no book to talk about no fun. What y'all talking about? You got enough to put out the little brush fire? Fine. These people are incapable of making America great again. This is why I tremble at the idea that white people will become minority in America after a while. I forgot when, what year they petitioned that. Think about that. Who will be running America when white people turn their country over to the non-white people? The people of color are here because of the whites. And you turn your house over to them, and what do you expect them to do with it? They didn't build their own house in their own country. How are they going to make it better in your country? And you trust them. If ever we needed you, Lord, we need you now. Black people do not feel like working. They don't even work on their own communities. They don't build business in their own community. They don't do anything about the crime and the drugs in their own community. They go to York. As soon as they get some money, where they go? To the suburbs. They don't fix anything around them. And how are they going to make America better? They don't know how. They don't feel like doing it. It's too much work. And you turn America over to them. Thank God that Donald Trump is back. And he looked like he has some good old white folks up in him now to make America great again. Isn't that amazing? What a mess. Grandpa, tell me about the good old days. I want to know your thoughts on this new app. I really want to hear about this. What do you think about it? This is from Fox 11. Protesters, which launched Tuesday in L.A. and New York City, give users on-demand access to armed ex-military and law enforcement to chauffeur them around. This first soundbite will make it clear to you. Watch this from X.
Anyone can now have Secret Service level security. I just ordered private security through the Protector app. I literally just searched it up, downloaded it, and picked how many protectors I wanted. You can even choose what they wear and how many cars they roll up in. Like, and then, boom! They actually showed up and escorted me. So freaking wild.
Amazing, huh? Talk about an ego. Why he needed so many people to come and escort him? It feel good. It's a thrill. It's a thrill. Here's a user navigating the app and choosing the cheapest option. Watch this.
How many protectors? Let's go with one because I want to see, like, what would the cheapest option be? Now here's the part that got me. You get to pick what they wear. This is the pick dress code section. This one is business formal. We have a business casual. There's tactical casual. And then there's operator. I clicked on the first one. Then you put the details of like pickup location, date, pickup time, the duration of protection. The minimum is 5 hours. So I put my alma mater, chose the minimum duration of protection. And then this is what I got, $500, 5 hours, one protector, one car. And then it looks like there's also an annual member fee, $129.
All about the money, and these millennials fall for it just like that. Whomever came up with this app idea, they're going to make buku money off the ego of the millennials. They're going to use it. You put it out there, they say, oh, okay, it's easy, and you can get a thrill from it. Here it is. Here it goes. What do you think about that, Nick?
You know, this is definitely going to do what you said, I think, for sure, because like it's an app. You can download. Look how easy it is.
Yeah.
But what this is... How do I explain this? Like a splitting up of society as it gets tougher to police, as you bring in immigration and things get worse, you have now people with the money still requiring protection. And so that's what these tech companies and stuff are doing. They're splitting up society in a way. If 'cause the people with money will still be able to protect themselves.
Amazing. The disease... The millennials and the Zoomers are going to use this, though. It's a thrill. How, you can sit on an app and have four people come and pick you up and take you to the airport. What the?
It looked like one of those. Did that lady, that last video we played, it looked like pretty expensive. It looked like over $500 for a trip, you know, maybe for fun once. But this is people with.
So she said it cost $500?
Let me see. What was it? It looked like...
Can you play it really?
Yeah, sure. Here you go.
How many protectors? Let's go with one because I want to see, like, what would the cheapest option be?
Okay.
Now here's the part that got me. You get to pick what they wear. This is the pick dress code section. This one is business formal. We have a business casual. There's tactical casual. And then there's operator. I clicked on the first one. Then you put the details of like pickup location, date, pickup time, the duration of protection. The minimum is 5 hours. So I put my alma mater, chose the minimum duration of protection. And then this is what I got, $500, 5 hours, one protector, one car. And then it looks like there's also an annual member fee, $129.
Annual member fee, $129. This is the for a 5 hour protection for, it looked like one operator or guy, $500. So yeah, this is definitely a, There's a demographic that would use this for sure. Business people, like, but this demographic would normally not have used this because you just had police and things weren't so crazy. But as things get crazier, that these options start opening up. It's kind of dystopian.
Oh man,
you see what I'm saying?
She was speaking too fast for me. I can understand that. So $500. I know how to dress. I understand all that. She was speaking too fast for me. Hey, come and explain it some more.
You have to book for at least 5 hours.
5 hours?
It looks like a minimum of 5 hours.
For $500?
Right. Well, I think it's 1,000. Here you go. Come on in.
Hey. Go ahead, Nick.
Yeah, I think Hake wrote it down here for us.
Oh, okay.
He broke it down.
So break it down, Hake.
Okay, I got this from Morning Brew because I was reading about it there, and they were saying the app charges at least $200 an hour for one driver and one guard, and you have to book at least 5 hours. So that would be 1,000 if you have a driver and a guard.
So already the price cuts out most, like, Zoomers. We don't have money. They don't have money.
Unless they're like OnlyFans girls or something.
Yeah, crypto OnlyFans girls or crypto bros.
But I can guarantee you, unless something happened here, the Zoomers and the millennials and Zoom are going to use this.
Oh, yeah.
They're going to figure out a way to spend their money on an ego trip.
We were all excited about it talking out there.
See?
Not that we can afford.
Same here.
I'm surprised y'all haven't downloaded the app already.
No, I mean, I've already looked it up. On the apps.
But remember that they bring up that United Healthcare CEO Brian Thompson who got shot in the back by the Italian activist.
Yes,
he could have been using
allegedly.
That. Yeah, allegedly, He could have been using that, they say.
What do you mean?
It's like Uber, but with guns. Because he got killed, and had somebody had his six, meaning watching his back, he wouldn't have. He might not have gotten allegedly murdered.
So you're saying that guy could have possibly been using this app or app like
had
that?
Had they invented the app by that point?
Oh, they had not done that.
They hadn't come out with it.
Oh, so he didn't use this app.
Right.
Oh, okay.
But he sure could have. Maybe these other CEOs might start.
What a mess.
Since they're letting criminals out on the street on the loose.
When I become president, I'm going to get rid of all
apps.
Apps and computers, anything but Punchy's app.
Nice. Punchy.tv.
Mm-hmm. Amazing. What a mess. I'll let y'all know if these guys use it, all right? Amazing.
It was the 14th spot among the free travel apps behind Uber, Lyft, and a bunch of airlines.
It's on the way.
But it beat Spirit, the Spirit Airlines app.
Somebody is sat down and became very creative as to how to make a bunch of money.
Oh, yeah.
Making your ego feel good. Amazing. Let me go quickly to Wayne out of Texas. Wayne, welcome to the show. You're on the air. Hey, Wayne. Okay, hold on, Wayne. You may have hit your mute. Let me go to Josh out of Houston, Texas. Josh, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Jesse. What's going on, brother?
All is well, Josh.
Okay, for one, let me touch on the CNN thing. It is nuts that these women are willing to protect a man dressed like a woman that committed a crime twice. You broke into the country, and you committed murder when you broke into the country, and you on parole, and you built a garden, and they ready to offend everything for that.
Oh, you're referring to that first story we met about the transgender person?
Right, that is mind-blowing. And they on national TV. That's not something you get on national TV and
do. They've been doing this now for, especially under Joe Biden and Obama administration, they've been doing this kind of stuff forever. They have had open borders. They allow these people to come in and bring drugs and everything. And the media, along with the government, has been supporting it. So it's really nothing new.
Right, and it's very entertaining because look at the other girl that committed suicide. How are you you committed suicide because they said that ICE was going to come and deport your family, and so that made you go home and try to kill yourself and take yourself away from your family.
I don't know. You know, when I heard this story, and it might be true that that's why the girl did it. But
right.
But the fact that they went to the media with it and they're trying to get sympathy from the American people about it, I'm not 100% believing that that was the reason that this girl allegedly committed suicide. Maybe it has something to do with it, but I just don't know. I just know these people are trying to convince the American people that what Donald Trump is doing is affecting them in a bad way, and they want us to have sympathy for them when they had none for the American people when they broke the law to get here. And it's a mess, man. It's just absolutely a mess.
It is, because when you sit down, because they're running through the emotion. They got that anger and that emotion, and they're not understanding what they're looking like. So us sitting here, like observing the thoughts or just observing them, man, they are crazy. We put these people up here to fight for Americans, for us, and they're fighting for foreigners. And these are criminals. The people that he's shipping out right now are criminals. None of these people are family.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you, Wayne. I got to take a break. I appreciate it. Thank you, buddy. Back in a moment, folks.
You know, I'm 32 years old now, and I've been clinically depressed since I was 17 years old.
And ever since I started listening to you a couple of months ago, bro, I don't even need to hear the word depression. I don't even care about that because that's not anything that I identify with anymore.
Nice.
I'm 100% cured. I'm 100% better because I've been listening to the Jesse Lee Peterson show. And I can't even begin to tell you how much I appreciate you. And I just can't even, you know, begin to tell you how much I really appreciate the things that you're doing for young men. Young men need to hear this. And young men need to know this message that you're delivering because it's important. It's vital to their lives, Jesse. I just wanted to let you know that, man.
That's amazing. I mean, you made my day, man. When I hear one soul has returned to the Father, it's like 1,000. It's better than silver and gold. So God bless you, man. Okay, folks, welcome back. This portion of the show is brought to you by Gold Co. And I've been talking about Gold Co. for a while now. I have been trying to encourage you to invest in yourself. Work on yourself spiritually and physically. And so I've been telling you about the Gold Co. kit that if you want more information, they will send it to you. This is what it looked like. Isn't that amazing? Beautiful. Mama me. Beautiful. And so when you get it, you open it up, and da-da. And then you pull out this booklet, and it called Completely Revived and Unedited. Updated. Sorry. I don't have my glasses. Completely Revised and Updated. Gold Co. Beautiful kit. It tells you all the information that you need about buying gold. It's really helping you out. If nothing else, you should order it, and I bet you, you're going to want to invest in gold. You're going to want to invest in you. All right, so check it out for more information. And for my sponsors, you get, once you are qualified, your account is up qualified, you get 10% instant match and bonus silver. All right? So go to jessielovesgold.com. jessielovesgold.com or call 855-644-GOLD. 855-644-GOLD. And get your kit. It's amazing. Oh, and in the pack, in the kit, you get this little, see the little silver gold, silver thing? That's nice, huh? And it's valuable. So you're on your way. Tell them Justin sent you. 855-644-GOLD. Amazing. Thank you, Gold Cole. I want to go back to the phone. Wayne out of Texas. Let's try Wayne again. Wayne, thanks for calling. Thanks for holding you on the air. No way.
Can you hear me, Jesse?
I can now.
Oh, yeah. How you doing?
All is well.
Yeah. I wanted to talk about the, I sent in a coffee the other day, and we couldn't understand the question I was asking.
Oh, okay.
The question was about.
And stay like, close to your phone. Wayne, stay close okay. to your phone.
Sure. You're doing an interview with a preacher. And you were trying to make a point. He was saying that he still sins. And you were trying to say, well, you shouldn't be sinning, right? And so he was saying that it's a process. You know, like you don't become born again right away. And, it, you know, little by little, it becomes a process. Salvation is a process. But you were saying that salvation is not a process. But I guess you were saying the things that you learned while you were in the fallen state, it's a process where I getting rid of them little by little. Could you expound on that? Do you understand what I'm trying to ask?
Salvation is already at hand. It's already done, right? The problem right. is in your fallen state, you have identify the father, identify with the Father's Day as being you. And you've been told by your family members, your church, your friends, a psychiatrist, psychologist, and counselor, that you are your thoughts and your emotions, and you've identified with that. And because you think that is you, you won't let it go. You won't see it and let it go and just be free right here, right now.
Right. So getting to let go of those indoctrinations from your family, your church, et cetera, is that what the process is?
Well, I understand why you use the word process, but you want to see it and let go of it because you will see that it's not you. It's just voices in your head, it's spirits in your mind and in your emotions, and they are not you. And once you can see it, see through it, you can then let it go and be free right here, right now. If you were able to see right now, Wayne, that you're not your thoughts and you're not your emotions, you're not your body, you can have perfect peace right now.
Right. Well, I do see that. I mean, I that's very, very clear to me that I am not my thoughts and I'm not my emotions. And I've been doing the silent prayer morning and night for about 18 months now.
Nice.
And I just keep doing it and doing it. And, you know, I've forgiven my mother and father. The thoughts still linger, you know. I still find myself going back to the thoughts. And I'm going to stay with it, stick with it, stick with it.
Yes.
But they still linger. I don't know why.
Well, the only reason they are doing that, two reasons. Number one, they don't want to leave your body. Those voices that you hear in your head and emotions in the body and not in you, they don't want to leave because they're evil, and evil have made a home inside of human beings. That's why there's no such thing as a good person. All human beings are evil. And this thing has made a home in them, and they have identified with evil. And then, so they don't want to go. They make you believe that is you, but it's really them and not you. And then the second thing is you think it is you, and so you fight with it. You think that there's something you can do about it. But what I want to encourage you is to just, when you do find yourself going back into those darkness of your imagination, just be aware of it. Don't call it a mistake. Don't call it you. Don't do anything but see it so you will not identify with it. And they will have to depart from you, and after a while, you will have a clear mind. And they will be gone. I've been doing that, and
you know, I catch myself in the thought, and then I just get out of it. I don't beat myself up. I go right back. And the thought's actually becoming more juicy, you know. Like, it's so interesting that you want to go in there and find out, but I just stop it because I notice it defiles me. Because it's almost like I'm trying to plan what I'm going to do.
Yeah.
And then when I get to the moment that I was planning, I'm no longer a virgin. I already planned what I want to do. So I noticed that if I can just stop it, it really works. So thanks a lot, Jesse.
And so I wanted to encourage you, as you've already said, you stay with it. But if you find yourself going in and out of those thoughts 1,000 times a day, you do it anyway. But just don't call it you. Don't be upset with it. Don't argue with it. Don't communicate with it. And they will have to depart from you. But I do want you to know is that, and don't expect it, but I just want you to know that because they're evil spirits, anyone that has anger is evil, right? They're evil spirits. They're going to yell. They're going to scream at you. They're going to tell you that you will never get this. They're going to tell you it's not going to work for you. They're going to tell you might as well let go. They're going to tell you it takes too long, it's too hard, or whatever, right? Don't believe it. It's not you. And they're just screaming because they don't want to leave you. Do not believe them.
Yeah. So on another subject, the pilots that were in the crash in Canada a couple of days ago, the person flying was a female. Did you guys hear that?
I haven't heard not one word, and I've been looking out for it to see if it was a female. Where did you get that from? How did you find that out?
I saw some. It was some report on the web. There's being a pilot, we have these websites, and when accidents happen, you know, we share with each other right away. And one of our colleagues shared that there were two pilots. One was a Czech airman, who is a guy who does checks, et cetera, et cetera.
Mm-hmm.
And the other was a female. The female was a brand new pilot. She was, I would say she was DA. She started about a year ago, and it was kind of fishy that she had not become further along than where she was. So you might get that news. I could send it to you guys.
Oh, yeah. Send it to producer@jesseleepeterson.com.
Yeah. I also wanted to let you know that in our monitoring, I've been monitoring for about 6 months,
uh-huh.
and there are about 8 to 10 crashes every month with fatalities, but smaller planes.
Wow.
Not the big major ones, but the small planes, people do stupid things, and they it's amazing. I was, whoa, I think, man, there's so many accidents, you know?
So you say you are a pilot?
Yeah, I spoke to you the other day about DEI.
Oh, yeah. What a mess. Is this something new in America, these many crashes or near misses and things like that?
No, like I was saying, I started, I got associated with this website about 6 to 8 months ago. And since then, it's been about 8 to 10 crashes with fatalities every month. Just a small plane, you know, like one or two people in the plane and then they die or some guys crash, you know.
Amazing.
Not big. Major stuff.
Right on. Amazing.
Yeah, wait,
amazing.
Are those different than the regional jets, if I may, Jesse?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're different.
Those regional jets
like,
are bigger than
like,
the planes you're talking about?
It's like driving a car versus driving an 18-wheeler tractor trailer.
But what I'm asking, the Delta crash, for example, that was a regional jet, a little smaller than those carriers that hold like 100, where they go across the country. That's bigger than the planes you're talking about?
The regional jet is a transport airline. It's a big, we still consider it a big jet. The ones that I'm talking about are the little two-seaters, the four-seaters. Those guys find themselves in a lot of accidents because they're trained a lot less. Does that make sense?
Totally. I just wanted to make sure. So those regional jets, is that new? Because we're getting a bunch of those lately.
They're not new. They've been around for a long time.
The accidents
see,
with them.
The major airlines bring people away from the states or from different countries, and then they bring them into a hub, and then the regionals take them to the smaller airports.
But he's asking, are those crashes new?
Yeah, I mean, we haven't had a crash for a long, long time. Yes, these are new. Those two, the last two crashes, those we hadn't had crashes for a long time. The aviation safety record is very, very good on the transport level.
Amazing. One last thing. I got a runway. Is it safe to fly right now?
Oh, definitely. Definitely.
Oh, definitely.
Especially if you're flying with the majors.
What?
Especially if you're flying with the transport airline pilots.
Oh.
I wouldn't just jump on a small airplane like a two-seater or a four-seater. I wouldn't do that. But if I'm flying with, a major airline, then I'd feel safe.
Oh, okay. No private jet right now.
No.
Amazing. Thank you, Wayne.
Well, I wouldn't go private jet. I'm talking about small, like a Cessna 172. Oh,
okay.
A very small two-seater or four-seater. A private jet is also very safe. They have more like 10 to 15, 20 seats, and those guys are also trained properly.
Oh, okay.
I wouldn't put that in that category.
Nice. What a mess.
What a mess. What a mess.
Thank you, Wayne.
Thank you, Jesse. Keep on doing the good work and stick with it. Stick with it. Stick with it.
I will, buddy. Thank you so much.
Thank you, sir.
Bye. Amazing. Let me go quickly to Australia and talk to first-time caller Ronald. Ronald, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hi, Jesse. How are you?
All is well. Amazing.
Awesome, yeah. My name's Rahul, by the way, but yeah, that's more or less relevant.
What is it?
Jesse, Rahul, R-A-H-U-L.
Oh, what the? They put Ronald here. What the?
Yeah. What a mess.
Yeah, what a mess. But thank you. Go ahead.
Of course. Jesse, I wanted to answer your question, how do I trust God.
Yeah, how do you trust God?
Yeah, but I just thought I'd just start off with just letting you know how, you know, how what you've taught has really helped me. And it's just that, yeah, I used to be, you know, very, very, very emotional. Like, I used to really lean into the bad emotions I had and the good, well, good in, you know, in quotation marks, the arrogant emotions I had as well.
Yeah.
Where I'd, like, you know, always try and identify with something. I'd either be desperate and angry and really fired up to, you know, do something big in my life. And then on the other hand, you know, when I'd do arrogant, I'd be like, oh, you know, I'm really smart, I'm really this, I'm really that. It was all ego.
Yeah. And,
you know, just telling us, you know, how not to identify, not to think about our thoughts, feelings, and emotions.
Yes.
And, you know, just doing the silent prayer, just observing it and just letting it go. I was really scared of doing that at the start, because I used to think that if I let my ego go, then I'll let my, you know, my drive and my identity and my will to do anything go as well. But that couldn't be further from the truth. Because, yeah, what I saw when I let my ego go and just, you know, just not caring so much about all these things in my own head was that, yeah, it was just that. Like, I didn't feel euphoric or anything like it. I felt okay. I'm like, yeah, it's good, you know?
Yes.
I don't know how to describe it, but you always say that it's very peaceful.
Yes. So, well, you stay with it, man. You stay with it, stay with it, stay with it. That's amazing.
Thank you.
Stay with it. I don't care what happened. You stay with it.
Yes, sir. I will. Definitely. So, you know, you asked how we put our faith in God.
How do you trust God?
Oh, how do I trust God? I think I'm trying this. But what I do is I just if there's anything bothering me, or, you know, if I'm thinking about anything, I just tell myself, look, I'm human, I'm flawed, you know, my perceptions and stuff are all, you know, tainted, and, like, it's not real. So how do I trust God? Is I just literally just try and be quiet, just let everything go. And I don't actually, like try forcing myself to let go. I just breathe in, breathe out, you know, maybe, I do the silent prayer every day, and I just literally just try to, well, not really try, but I just let go of anything that's in me, no matter how scary, no matter how, you know, difficult it feels. I just tell myself, okay, it's fine, you know, just let it go.
Amazing.
And it's very difficult to put it into words, because I used to be someone, I'd try and understand everything, conceptualize everything, and just try and, you know, make meaning out of everything. But, oh, man, like, the moment I stopped that, I was like, yeah, it's just really not worth trying to make meaning of everything in life. You just end up, you know, yeah, it's just very exhausting.
Yeah, so, don't ever try to understand anything unless you're building a car or a house or something. But don't try to understand, because the mind cannot understand the mind of God, the Spirit of God. The mind cannot understand.
That's
so
right.
you cannot understand through your mind.
Yeah, that's right. It's good. Like, even another thing is, I mean, we know God is the only thing that is perfect in the world.
Yes.
So I just, I trust God by just letting God do whatever God must, just letting go and letting God, if that makes sense.
Amazing.
Just let God do everything. But, I mean, you know, I do have a question, though. Maybe you can, you know, you can just talk me through this.
Okay.
As much as I am trying that, I do realize that I'm very impatient. You know, I'm thankful to have a good job and to have good hobbies on the side and good people around me. But what I find is when I, like, for example, at work, you know, when I have a bunch of tasks in front of me.
Mm-hmm.
I get impatient because I'm just trying to look too far ahead to what those tasks will amount to, or like what the results of those tasks will be. But it's quite weird that instead of actually doing those tasks, I just ruminate so much over the future that it just, I don't do the work as efficiently as I should. I get it done, but yeah, I think I'm contradicting what I was saying earlier, but it's just in the sense that, like, I'm very impatient and, you know,
well, let me say this. Let me tell you this. Never, ever, ever, never unless you planned a trip to somewhere, never look to the future. Never, ever, ever look. And the reason for that is there's no such thing as a future. It doesn't exist. And so stop doing that and just live in the present, in the right now, and do what's in front of you. Do not, like I said, unless you travel to, you're going to buy a house next week or you're going to take a trip, those kind of things. But psychologically, do not look to the future. There is no such thing as a future. It doesn't exist.
Yes, sir.
It's an illusion. Yeah. And if you stop doing that, you'll be able to do your work and be amazed at how well it's going to turn out.
Yes, sir. For sure. Because it's like I used to ruminate over the past a lot, but once I just saw myself, like, the past is gone. I think of, like, I don't really say that I've overcome it. I think I've, like, I've accepted it. I'm like, okay, whatever. I'm not going to change it. And I can't regret it because it's not going to do anything. And, you know, I'm here now. But I think now it's just like, yeah, now I'm worrying about the future. It's really, yeah.
But don't ever say you're worried about the future. Those are spirits. Those are voices working, pretending to be you, and they're telling you about the future. Don't fall for it.
Yes, sir.
Or the past. The past doesn't exist either.
No.
There's only now. That's all that is. There's only now. Everything else is fake. It's an illusion.
Yes, sir.
So never look to the future. Just do what's in front of you to do.
Yes, sir.
All right.
Sure. And if I could just end with another question, if that's fine with you.
Real fast.
I mean, I know you're very, told me to not look to the future, but apart from the silent prayer, you know, that I can practice every day, is there really anything else you would recommend that, you know, that I should do with what you know that I've told you? Do you think there's anything I could work on, maybe? Or
no, you just need to practice being present, and the present, the Spirit of God, will work on your behalf. Everything will become clear.
Yes, sir.
The only issues that you've been living in your head, which is darkness, you've been living in the darkness, and if you practice being present, you will live in the light, and the light will work on your behalf. You'll be fine.
Yes, sir.
All right.
Yep. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
If you like to read a little bit about it, you can read my book, The Antidote, Healing America from the Poison of Hate, Blame, and Victimhood. It lays it out for you. The Antidote, Healing America. I know I have it somewhere up there. Healing America from the Poison of Hate, Blame, and Victimhood. Go to RebuildingTheMan.com or call 800-411-BOND and order it, all right? And read that.
Yes, sir. Absolutely.
All right, but stay...
God bless you, sir. Thank you so much.
But just stay present, man. Practice being present. Don't judge yourself when you're in the head. Just realize you're in thought. Come back to aware of your body. Be in the present. You'll be fine. It'll be fine. Everything is there.
Thank you.
Call me again.
I will.
All right,
God bless you, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. You too. Quick break. One more hour to go. Hate news, not the faint news. Back in a moment.
Service, and I have to admit, thanks to God, it is the best counseling service on this side of heaven. I counsel with men and women, families, individuals around the world. Most people are unhappy. They're miserable. They have rough lives. They're depressed, suicidal, young and old, of all races. I understand. I know why, and I do understand it. Because exactly what's happening in me is happening with everybody outside of me, inside of them. And I've noticed that with those who really, really, really want to understand, they overcome it just like that, out of one counseling session. If you need counseling, you can go to RebuildingTheMan.com or call 800-411-2663. 800-411-BOND. Best counseling service on this side of heaven.
Mm-hmm.
170 Venezuelans in Guantanamo Bay. So good. And a new cheap iPhone is out, I guess, today. Canada beat USA in hockey. Big surprise, not. Three buses exploded in Tel Aviv in a suspected terrorist attack amid, you know, the Hamas ceasefire with Israel. And Akash Patel, the FBI director, is he saying there's the liberal FBI is no longer going to be liberal, no longer politicized and anti-white and anti-Christian and anti-American? I don't know. That's what he's claiming. I'll believe it when I see it. But shout out to Akash Patel, the new FBI director, I guess. This is the end of hour two of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. It is Get It Off Your Chest Friday, February 21st, 2025 AD. The lines are full. JLP will be right back to your calls. You can try back every so often, okay? Or call back as you hear JLP wrapping up with a caller. But the lines are busy. It is Hate News on Fake News. Commie Nonsense Network, CNN reports, amid a widening rift between Washington, D.C. and Kiev, Ukraine's unchristian president Volodymyr Zelensky said Thursday's meeting with Trump's envoy was productive. Very good. This week, the long fraught, they like that word, it's a liberal word, relationship between our greatest president, Donald J. Trump, and his Ukrainian counterpart, no comparison, was on a full display surrounding diplomatic efforts toward peace talks. Pardon me. Meanwhile, the United States is resisting a reference to Russian aggression in a joint statement from the group of seven countries, the G7, I guess, marking the third anniversary of Russia's invasion into the Ukraine. Envoys from Washington have voiced concern about how the war is framed in that document. Trump has also suggested Russia be allowed to rejoin the G7 after they were ejected for annexing Crimea in 2014. And more than 170 Venezuelan so-called migrants, illegals, criminals probably, were deported from the U.S. to Guantanamo Bay, Cuba in recent weeks. Flown home on Thursday. Whoa, hundreds of so-called migrants have been sent to the notorious base in Cuba. Notorious in a good way, as part of our greatest president Trump's migration crackdown, illegal invasion crackdown. They've been since mostly flown elsewhere after questions. People raised questions over the legality of such an initiative. Senior Trump officials said that Guantanamo Bay is reserved for the worst of the worst, but new court filings reveal not all those being sent to the facility were considered to pose a high threat. Considered by who? Whatever. I'll skip the Apple thing, right? There is a short video that showed a 24-year-old kayaker. He was briefly swallowed by a humpback whale off the coast of Chile. Chile? Around that, I forget what area that is. Pretty cool. Pretty cool. And he felt like sliminess. He and his dad, I guess, were riding around on their kayaks. What a mess. Cold water, too, by the way. Whew. Canada's men's hockey team beat Team USA in an overtime thriller yesterday, Thursday, to win the inaugural, the first Four Nations Face-Off Championship. Congratulations, Canada, which is baby America. Congratulations, baby brother, Canada. Anyway, whatever. Three empty buses exploded in a suspected terror attack near Tel Aviv, that's in Israel, on Thursday. Whew. In response, Israel's Prime Minister, based Benjamin Bibi Netanyahu, ordered his military to conduct an operation in the so-called occupied West Bank. The West Bank is the river part where they want from the river to the sea, Palestine to be so-called free. So he's going to deal with some problem people over there, maybe. We'll see. Akash Patel, during his confirmation hearing Thursday, said there will be no politicization of the FBI, no retributive actions taken. I don't know. I'm James Hake. Now back to JLP, Hour 3.
got to stand up strong, face the truth about themselves, to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth, instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I'm Jesse Lee Peterson. Welcome to the third hour of the show today. It's amazing. You can get involved by calling 888-7753-773. 888-77-JESSE. And my biblical question, a doozy. My biblical question for this week, how do you trust God? You say you trust him. How do you do that? How do you trust God? We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show. jesseleepeterson.com/show. And you can podcast all the shows if you're too busy to sit and watch it, but you still can listen to the show. No matter what you're doing and where you are, by calling the listen line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131. That's 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to Buy Me a Coffee. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk. Or Bond JLP Cash App. It's Friday. Every Friday is Get It Off Your Chest Day. Every Friday is Express Yourself Friday.
You, Tom, like a mug.
You need to go and get yourself bleached. Because everything you say about black people, and you're sitting up there looking like a tar baby.
It might sound like a semantics argument, but he's a gray alien.
I wonder if he's been smoking pot.
How's the world doing today?
This was the scene in rural Arizona today. Charred debris littering this airport outside Tucson after a deadly mid-air crash this morning.
Sorry, I asked.
I have a question. Was I wrong being in a strip club praying for potential members? Was I wrong for that? A friend of mine is like, oh, you're wrong in this and this. I'm like, no.
From Africa right now. Africa right now.
Why Worcester becoming a sanctuary city is important for the transgender and gender diverse populations.
I want you to listen to me.
I need the city to protect me because the federal government won't.
Let us remember that the Nazis burned the books on gender sciences.
Never mind.
Where are you there from? What the? Amazing. I want you to know you're possessed and you think you're on your own. You're possessed and you think you're on your own. Isn't that amazing? You are not on your own. Something else is working through you. And the sooner you see that, the sooner you can be free. You have never made a decision, not one day in your life. Human beings can't make the decision. What the? You've never had an original idea, not one time in your whole life. You are not in control. You see those people in that courthouse right there? The transgender people? That's not them. They're possessed and don't know it. Because they've been told, oh, it's you. You are transgender. And they said okay to it. They accept the evil and call it good. Human being, there's nothing good in you. you're no good. And the last thing human beings want to hear that they are no good, because the ego wants them to think that they are good, so they have to see that they're no good. And that way, which is spirit, the spirit of evil, can live in you. Wake up and take control of your own life. You don't need a leader. You don't need someone else to think for you. And the government and your leaders are never going to let you go. They're not going to tell you, you know what, I'm not going to be your leader. You're going to be the leader of your own life. They're not going to tell you that. The churches are not going to tell you that you're evil and that I really can't do anything for you. They're not going to tell you I'll point you to the source that can help you. They're not going to tell you that you're evil. They want your money. And they need you to make them your hero so they can feel like, faithfully, but like a hero. You're using them, and they are using you. You can have perfect peace. And if your husband or your wife want to leave and take the children or whatever, okay. See you later. And you wouldn't feel a thing about it if you were free, if you had perfect peace. But now you're devastated if you lose your wife, or the wife loses the husband, or you lose your children. It's like, oh, my world is gone. Don't you see something wrong with that? Even if you boo Taylor Swift, your wife will leave you for it. That's evil. You're being possessed and don't know it, especially if it's true. Exes reported that a woman is divorcing her husband after she caught him booing Taylor Swift during the Super Bowl. Watch this from X.
I'm divorcing my husband because he booed Taylor Swift at the Super Bowl, and I still don't think he believes me, to be honest, but he might want to start, because I just filed my paperwork at the courthouse, and you can see right here the date of separation is this year's Super Bowl. I'm not just doing this because of the action of booing. I am doing this because of everything that it represents in our relationship. I have loved Taylor Allison Swift since I was 12 years old. My husband even likes her too. Like, he'll put on her music when we're cooking together. He has a favorite song. It's Girl at Home. But we were at the Super Bowl. It was me, him, and five of his buddies. And when they put Taylor up on the Jumbotron, all of his buddies started booing, and my husband joined in. And that just tells me everything I need to know about that man, because he didn't care that that would hurt my feelings. He just wanted to fit in with his boys. He didn't even care that that's not even how he actually feels. He just, like, wanted to look cool, I guess. And that's not a man. That's a boy. And when you see that, you can't really unsee it. So I'm divorcing him. Thankfully, I have a prenup. I'll be retaining all of my assets as well as the assets that I inherited. With peace and love, he probably will not be returning to the Super Bowl anytime soon. So that's one less booer for you, Taylor. I love you.
See how Eve was speaking through her? Hopefully, if it's true, and she tell him, I'm divorcing you for that reason or any reason. Okay, bye. I'm glad you're gone. And feel nothing about it. Don't beg her to stay. Don't beg her to come back. Don't apologize. That's a nutcase right there. Eva's working through her. Become your own person, your own man, your own woman, meaning put what's right first. Overcome your fallen state. 888-7753-773. Let me go to Gregory, a first-time caller out of Florida. Gregory, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hey, Mr. Jesse?
Yes, sir.
Jesse says to carry on. The white man is a savior, y'all. He thinks most blacks are animals. Not all, not all, not all. The blacks are the original progenitors of everything.
Gregory.
Inventions all across
Hello?
The world.
8887, sir. I ain't got time for that. What the? Let me go to Dave out of Austin, Texas. Dave, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hey, good morning, Jesse.
Hey, Dave.
Hey, it's Gabe. It's Gabe, sir.
It's what?
Gabe.
G-A-B-E?
G-A-B-E, yes, sir.
Wow. Sorry about that, man. They had Dave. What the?
I get that a lot, sir. No worries.
All right.
No worries.
Thank you. Apologize. They have Dave up here. Go ahead.
Yeah. No, no problem, sir. Sir, I was just going to respond to your biblical question.
How do you trust God?
Yes, sir. With all your heart, soul, and mind, sir.
With all your heart, soul, and mind. And how do you do that?
Faith. You put him before anything else in your life, before your wife, your kids, your mama, anybody.
Amazing.
And all things will be granted unto you, sir.
I can't respond to your response to the question, but I do want to know, is that what's happening with you?
Absolutely, sir. I don't worry about anything, man. I don't really, I just live day by day. God, I do put God first before everything, man. You know, I just thank him, you know, for my meals. I don't thank him for like McDonald's and stuff, but I am grateful, you know, that I do have a meal. A lot of people don't have stuff to eat, man, and, you know, are struggling, but
why are you not thanking for McDonald's?
No, I said I'm grateful. I am grateful.
Oh.
Because it's not healthy. You know, it's not good for your body, man. But, you know, when you're on the go, sometimes you just got to do what you got to do to get where you got to be. But,
amazing.
Yes, sir. But, Mr. Peterson, I just wanted to say, too, man, I called about a month ago. I respond to your biblical questions once in a while. And I was a guy that was going to send you a portrait, and it's on its way. I just been so busy with work, sir. But I'm about to send that to you, and I hope you like it, sir.
I'll let you know. Thank you. That's amazing.
Thank you so much. Have a good one.
All right. Thank you. Now. Right. Amazing. 888-775-3773. Let me go to Indiana and talk to Damien. Damien, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hey, great to be on the show.
Thank you.
Want to respond to the biblical question?
How do you trust God? Well, first, let me ask, do you trust God?
Do I trust God?
Yeah.
Yes.
And how do you trust him?
By amazing.
By amazing?
Yeah.
Meaning what?
By amazing other people and amazing at God. Right? What do you mean by when you say amazing? What do you mean?
Well, I'm letting you respond to the biblical question. I can't respond.
That was my response.
Oh, so you trust how God?
How do you trust God? And I say amazing other people and being amazed by God, right?
Oh,
that is staying on whatever path God puts you on, even if that consists of a path through hell. Okay.
And so you have perfect peace?
Yes.
Amazing. Well, I appreciate you responding to the question,
David.
And I will put my little two cents
in. Hold on.
Hold on, David. Damien, hold on. Let me finish.
Okay.
And I will put my little two cents in on Sunday. Thank you.
Okay. The other half of my response, though.
Oh, you're not done with that?
No, I'm not, because it has everything to do with your show. I mean, Jesse, the world needs you, man. The world needs you. More specifically, America needs you, right? You are Americana, dude.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
And I was saying that, you know, you have to stay on whatever, you know, you have to follow whatever path God puts you on, and you will find a way, right? That's your show, man.
Thank you.
Amazing, and you will find your way.
Right on. Thank you, man. I appreciate that.
Thank you, Jesse.
All right, buddy. Oh, amazing. 888-775-3773. Super chat.
Super chat.
There's one line open you want to jump in. It's open line Friday. Get it off your chest.
JC bought a coffee. I rewatched JLP's interview with Michael Gallagher, who became Willow on the second appearances. Oh, man. I've never seen another interview where Jesse cracks up that much. What the? That's the guy who's putting it on a bully list.
Oh, on the Father's Day, huh?
No, radio show. Years ago.
Oh, yeah. Long time.
Mm-hmm.
I remember now. Is he still around?
He might be. I still see like screenshots of stuff that he says.
Oh, okay.
Or states.
Nice. Thank you.
That was nice.
Yeah.
John bought a couple of coffees. Imagine committing suicide and then somehow other people are harmed in the process of ending a life given by God. I think that is the most evil way to end one's own life. Nobody would respect such a vulgar death.
Amazing. Thank you. Is it true that Catholic would not bury people who committed suicide?
They changed their policy now, I think.
It used to be that way at one time?
Yep.
And they thought that people who committed suicide going right on to hell.
Yeah, they go to hell.
Well, that makes sense because
it's a mortal sin. It was considered at one point.
They may be going because in order to commit suicide, you got to already be in hell. You got to be miserable.
That's right.
Yeah, so that makes sense. Amazing. Thank you.
Another from John. Jesse, are you happy that Trump is making America white again?
Making America white again. And don't forget, July is White History Month. July just feels white. Yes, I am. Amazing. Thank you.
Anthony on Cash App. Good morning and congratulations, Joel.
Oh, yeah. What? Thank you. Joel got married. Amazing.
77 Market on Rumble. Love JLP and crew. Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks for your support.
Jay Lou says, for what it's worth, I retired December 2020 from the Treasury Department after 38 years. Trust me, there's lots of fat that can be trimmed from that hog.
Yeah, I'm sure there is. The one thing I was thinking about, Donald Trump is talking about getting rid of the IRS, and we just have sales tax, and that's it. If Donald Trump should do that, above all the things that he's doing, if he should do that, Donald Trump would be president forever. He would just be president forever. And then there would be Trump, the Dream Team. The Dream Team would be Trump, Putin, and Netanyahu. The Dream Team. What do you think about that? If he were to get rid of income tax, he'd be president forever.
That'd be the right way to go.
No one has ever done that, right?
No. I mean, after they instituted it, they changed the Constitution to make it constitutional. It used to be unconstitutional.
Wow.
As I recall hearing. I think that Lincoln put an income tax to fund the Civil War. I could be mistaken. It was to fund some war. President did.
And I bet you when they did, they said just temporary.
Yeah. But I think they took it away and then they put it back. They changed the Constitution to put it back.
Amazing.
Crazy.
Thank you.
Also over on buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk, Gregory bought 5 coffees saying, to an answer to the biblical question.
Do you trust God? How do you trust God?
I trust God when I keep my mind in the present. I have peace in the present. I have joy in the present. God's love is right now.
Thank you. I'll put my 2 cents in on Sunday. If the Lord is willing and the creek don't rise. Thank you.
Paola. 5 coffees. One day I asked God to explain things to me like I was 3, and he showed me JLP. Amazing.
Amazing. Stay with it, stay with it, stay with it.
Giorgio, another coffee. Jesse, I noticed when you talk about Obama's, well, this person calls it husband. You call this person Big Mama Michelle. Did you know she was a man? Says Georgios.
No. I don't know that. And I don't believe that. What the?
Spanky Spank bought a coffee.
Thank you, though.
Thank you for your coffee.
Yeah.
Can I hear Jesse say, what's the holdup?
What's the holdup about what?
I don't know. I lost track of
thank you. What the holdup? But I don't know about what. Amazing. Thank you.
Apple 2691 bought five coffees. Hey, Jesse and crew. Thanks for the clip of our conversations on the show. Sent to my son, but don't know if he listened. Sending coffee next. Planting seeds.
Right on. Amazing. Thank you very much, and thank you for your support.
Billy says, Javier Milei used the chainsaw prop to get elected president of Argentina. He cut many departments to balance the budget. That is where Doge was thought up.
Right on. Don't cry for me, Argentina.
Oh, yeah.
Amazing. Thank you.
Also on Buy Me a Coffee, Taiwana, three coffees. The biblical question.
How do you trust God?
A, by being still, staying present, resting in God's directions. Psalm 46. Be still and know I am God. I will be exalted among the nations, exalted on the earth.
Amazing. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Another from Taiwan. I have a solution for the government. The people are trying to help hide the illegals. The solution is arrest those American citizens for breaking the law. Happy Friday, Jesse and crew.
I totally agree. Perfect solution. Just arrest them as well. Amazing. Thank you.
Sion says, Jesse, will you sign for me if I get deported so I can stay?
Well, no, I can't break the law.
Why is the world so concerned about success and money? It's gotten worse. It's about how much money a person makes, whether it's a man or a woman.
That's from Sion?
Yeah.
She want to know why people...
so concerned about success and money.
They've been told to be that way. They can't even tell you why they're that way, but they've been told that. Isn't that amazing? Thank you, Sion. Amazing. And don't cross the borders.
Nice.
Thank you.
Thank you, Sion. John says, Jesse, are you happy that Trump is making America... Oh, I already read that one.
Yeah.
Nice. JC says, I rewatched... Oh, no, I already said that one. I lost connection with my thing over here.
I'll come back to it.
Okay. Thank you, guys.
Thank you all. I appreciate it. Amazing. 888-775-3773. Let me go to Samantha, a first-time caller out of Boston. Samantha, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Oh, hello, Jesse. How are you?
All is well, Samantha.
Well, thank you for having me.
Yes.
I guess I just had, I don't know. I'll just start off. Well, first, I absolutely love you. You make me crack up every day.
Oh,
you're wonderful.
Thank you.
And I just wanted to talk about, if we could, I was having, like, you know, some moral issues, like thinking about, you know, for a long time, thinking about the Middle East, not just after October 7th and stuff, and also that I'm a Christian. And if, I don't really know how to phrase the question, but if it's normal, if it's right, when you want to talk to your leaders about these types of things, and maybe they just brush it off, even if you're not doing it publicly, and when you're, like, basically trying to gain some insight about the feelings you feel deep, you know, rooted deep inside of you. And when you see your, you know, some fellow Christians maybe not feeling that way, and maybe misunderstand why they don't feel that way. If that's the right avenue that I should be taking, because I feel like that's my heart's pulling me to do that, to speak to elders too about this. I mean, I do my own research, so I know what's going on and I know how I feel. But yeah, I became a Christian when I was 33 and got baptized immediately. I did not grow up knowing who God was or anything. I believe I found Jesus at 33, just not even looking, and I got baptized then. So I'm still learning a lot. I'm hungry. I'm learning. But I also, I feel like all the world issues and everything, everything's biblical. And yeah, I don't know really where to begin, but I guess that was my question, is that stuff. And then regarding like the church.
So your question for me is what?
Should I bring these concerns to the church, and if not to the church in public, but to elders or pastors to talk about basically the Middle East confrontation? And because I've had the experience of them shutting the conversation down immediately.
And so why do you have any concerns about it at all?
About the confrontation in the Middle East,
right,
or the way? Okay. and just about the misinformation, the well, one of the things is, as soon as I think it was 2 days after the attack on October 7th, or perhaps it was 1 day later, we had church. And so we had no information, right? I mean, it was 1 day. We got, you know, it was whatever was thrown in the news. And we went right into prayer. And the pastor was asking us to pray for Israel. And to be honest, I'll be completely honest with you, when I went into prayer, something kind of shook me. And it wasn't to say, like, don't pray for these people, don't. I just kind of started to flood in my mind. There's so many people that need to be prayed for. You don't really know what's going on. And so I was having that moment right there, and I did not sit there and just pray for Israel. But it was kind of like this, because I didn't know what's going on, you know.
So and I don't like, quite understand what your question for me is. What?
So when I brought up the conflict between what Israel and Palestine, what was going on, and things from the past, that's led up to this, and how I didn't think basically that Israel was doing things justly. And when I brought just bringing up that Israel could possibly, you know, not all of, you know, Israel, it could be Netanyahu, but that it wasn't right on their part, or that it may not be right, and just to try to discuss it. I mean, this was like.
Well, your question for me is what?
And then it was shut down. And I'm wondering why that might be in Christianity, that a pastor wouldn't want to have a conversation with a church member about just inner feelings that they're having about a, you know, a war between, you know, people, and we're praying for one side. And, you know, and then when I bring up Israel, I'm told that there's peace and war, and that's it, basically. It's over.
And so when you asked the preacher about it, what did he say?
Well, he didn't seem to like the conversation much. I was, I told him the exact conflict I had during church when we were praying for Israel.
And why do you have conflict about it at all?
Because I disagree with everything that's going on.
But how can you disagree when you don't know what's going on?
Well, if you look up, I mean, if you go back in history.
Can you hold on for me?
Sure.
Hold on. Let me take a quick break. A quick break, 888-775-3773. Back in a moment. Huh? Oh, the treasure chest is not open on D-Live. Huh? If you can, huh? You can hear. Back in a moment. Now, I totally disagree with the way things are going, but you can't be angry. because that's what the enemy wants. He wants to control you. They do things to make you mad so they can control you. It's like being married. And the wife would do things to make you mad, or she'll do things to make you feel good. And men do that to women too when they want something from the woman, especially sex. They'll make her feel good or they'll make her angry. And the woman gonna have to say, you don't want to be angry. You want to speak up. You want to disagree with what's going on. It's wrong, but do not be angry. Then you won't have fear. You won't have doubt. You won't have worries. You'll be able to see, but you got to stay away from anger. That's why you must forgive your mothers and your fathers so that you can overcome the spirit of anger. It's a spirit and it's wicked. Nothing good in anger because it has no love, bro. You need love to defeat evil. And love is not a weakness. It's a strength. It's from God. It's His nature. Okay, 888-775-3773. Quick break. Number one, the Hake Report is coming up. At the top of this hour, you don't want to miss the Hake Report. Did y'all hear his show yesterday, I believe, with the guests? It was yesterday, right? It was interesting. It was very interesting. Podcast that and listen today, all right? The Hake, H-A-K-E Report.com. And then, after the Hake Report, a brand new episode of the FatherState.tv. I talked to Bob Woodson. And Bob is a civil rights activist, community development leader, author, and the founder and president of the Woodson Center. Watch this.
Next time on The Fallen State.
I was a young civil rights activist, but I became really disenchanted when the poverty programs came along. I knew from the first year that it was going to be a disaster.
They think it's because of the white man. It's not true. It's not true.
You know, you can sit at the gambling table, and if they don't give you a winning hand, they're racist. Those blacks use that racial shield to protect them against criticism.
Should a man marry a woman who would not obey him?
Well, I think you got me above my pay grade again.
Amazing. At 11 a.m. Pacific time, and you can support the Fallen State right there, thefallenstate.tv/donate or locals.com. And after the Fallen State, the American Anchor, baby. Check them out on Rumble. You got to know how to rumble at 12 noon. And on Monday, if the Lord was Sunday, we have fellowship, all invited, all right? Fellowship at 11 a.m., doors open at 10:30. Go to rebuildingaman.com/church. You can watch it live online or you can be there. All invited. rebuildingaman.com/church. And then on Monday, a brand new episode of Punchy's TV. Watch this.
I don't have a promo.
Oh, you're not supposed to show it until Monday.
Oh.
It's not going to be ready.
My back. I was looking at his ears, so I'm just reading what's in front of me.
No, I don't even think that's read there.
Huh?
I don't think it even says that. It just says watch it on Monday. It doesn't say there's an episode coming out. It says, it doesn't say there's the teaser.
It says catch new episode of Punchy TV every Monday.
Right.
At 2 p.m.
That's right.
So it doesn't mean I have the home bite.
Right.
But
On whose part?
Probably mine. Oh, beta. So Pudgy come Monday, don't worry about it. And get Pudgy's coffee. It's delicious. Every day I go back to Barn, my nonprofit, Pudgy's Coffee. RebuildingTheMan.com/store. Let me go quickly back to Samantha. Samantha, you said that, you still there?
Yes, I am.
You said you are a Christian?
Yes, sir.
And why did you become a Christian?
I didn't decide. I don't know. I honestly, one day I felt this strong calling, and it was in 2000, and almost in 2001, at the end of 2000, and I just it came to my heart, a person that I went to school with, that when I was younger I'd go to youth group with her and have fun. As I grew up, my dad passed when I was 5, and my mom didn't know God, so I didn't know.
So you don't know why you became a Christian?
Well, I feel like I did. Like, at that moment, I said, oh, my gosh, like, Jesus is real. Like, I had some, there was no talk. I didn't hear anything, you know. I just felt something in my heart. And I remembered my friend from school, and I said, go to that church that she goes to.
And did you forgive your mother?
Oh, yes. You told her? I took care of my mom. She got excited. She got excited for me.
What did you tell your mother when you went and forgave her? What did you say to her?
Well, I told her. I said, Mom, I go to this church now, and I got baptized. And I told her, the girls, my daughters, your grandchildren, they go to Sunday school and stuff. And she's like, no way.
So you did not forgive her for what she'd done to you?
In the way that she didn't explain who God was or anything like that. Is that what you mean?
No, in the way that she treated you while growing up.
Actually, that's a really good question. My mom was an alcoholic my whole life and developed problems, and I had to be her healthcare proxy. I was the youngest. And she actually just passed away in last September.
So you didn't forgive her then?
I did. I
so
did
what
not
is
just
it,
then.
What is it?
It was
go ahead.
Weeks. It was It was years before she passed, and I had talked to her about our life growing up, how it was really bad. She wasn't present. She was an alcoholic. All this stuff, and I told her that I don't know what you went through and why that happened, but you're my mom and I love you, and I forgive you. And, I'm okay. And I want you to know that I'm okay. And, I don't have hate in my heart.
And did you forgive your father for not protecting you from her?
You know what I did? I had to. The other day, I was listening to one of your episodes, and you were speaking of that. And I said, darn, how am I going to do that? And so I prayed because my dad passed when I was 5.
Oh, I see.
Thinking about all that you were saying to one woman, this woman, she was a Christian, but you were letting her know that women's love comes from Satan. And you're explaining it. You had brought up to her if she had forgiven her father. And it made me think, geez, he passed when I was 5. What do I do there?
Yeah.
But he was also... just as bad as my mom, if not worse.
Absolutely. So let me do this because of time.
Sorry,
why are you concerned at all about what's happening in Israel and Palestine? Why are you concerned about that at all?
I guess I just wanted to be sharpened a little bit. I just wanted to, I'll have my views, I guess. But I just wanted...
But why?
I'm... Honestly, because I'm wondering why there's so many Christians that are just blindly.
No, Matthew, why are you concerned about it at all?
Because you're good. Okay, because I'm wondering if I'm looking at anything unbiblically that I may not be like that. I'm not even noticing.
I always ask the Holy Spirit.
Why
to help me
are you concerned about it at all?
About the I'm concerned about if I'm. Gosh, I honestly think it's a God thing. Like, I don't know.
That's not a God thing. God doesn't bring trouble to you.
Yeah, that's true. That's
why are you concerned about it, period?
I guess because it's such a taboo subject in my church, and I don't know why anything would be. And then, you know, with the Israel
but
thing,
if
am
you
I,
were not
do I
concerned
have to, as
about
a Christian?
It, if you were not concerned about it, it would be a taboo subject. You still didn't tell me why you are concerned about it. It has nothing
okay,
to do with you. You live in the United States. You live in the United States. You don't know what's going on over there. And why are you concerned about it, period?
I don't like the United States being dragged into wars and stuff, but there's more that goes into it. Like,
well, that's a different story. Taxpayers should be concerned about our country going into war. We don't want war is not the answer. But you still didn't tell me,
yeah.
And I'm going to have to run because you're not answering the question, why are you concerned about it, period?
I guess as you as a Christian, maybe you could help sharpen me on this. Do we as Christians need to, are we called just to follow Israel blindly? Not blindly, you know what I mean, but pray and, you know, just.
That question doesn't make sense to me. Why are you concerned about? Here's what I want you to do. When you can figure out why you're concerned about it, let me know. Call me back on it. Because I'm running out of time and I want to.
I just feel like the church is concerned about bringing it up.
You're concerned about it. And you're not telling me why.
I'm concerned that. I'm concerned that people are not being. That this isn't. This isn't a topic that is being talked about.
Why is that any concern of yours?
Because when I'm praying for Israel and we're praying for them in a war, I don't support war and I don't see how that is biblical.
And you're not praying for Israel.
Oh, I do. I pray for the leaders.
No,
I pray
you don't.
For that.
You don't
I
know
don't
how
know.
To pray for Israel or anyone.
I don't. Okay. I try. I
but
pray
your
for
prayers
the
are in vain.
Why is that?
Because you don't know what to pray for.
Yeah, I guess so. I just pray for God's will to be done.
Yeah, you just work on you. Take your eyes off everybody and everything else. And you work on you to overcome your hell.
Thank you. That's true. That's very true. Okay.
Call me again.
I will. Thank you.
You're
I'm
welcome.
Sorry.
No problem. 888-775-3773. Paula. A first-time caller out of L.A. Paula, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hi, how are you guys?
All is well.
That's great. I was calling because the other day I almost got impeached from my position inside of L.A. Trade Tech. I'm the ASO treasurer.
No, don't say what you are.
Okay, I won't. But I want to know what's going on with the corruption inside of the school. I have issues with my financial aid. Somebody pulled out a loan out of my name, and I've been trying to get any administrator inside my buildings. I even talked to head people, and because I'm bipolar, they think that I do not know what's going on when I took accounting before.
And so you have asked them to help you figure it out, but they won't help you?
No, so I'm thinking they're corrupted. Yesterday, I went to a session in the Department of Mental Health, and for some reason, the sheriff's department was inside of the building. And I was explaining this to my psychiatrist because the other day, out of my building, someone jumped or got pushed out. So it's very obvious that what's going on.
Do you know that your smoke detector is going off?
Say that again?
Your smoke alarm is going off.
There's no smoke alarm going off, sir.
What's that sound noise like? I hear an alarm noise.
I don't know what you're hearing, but it's not in my room, sir.
You're
trying to prevent me from talking to you.
It means that you got to change the battery on it. I hear a little cheep, yip, cheep, like a battery is weakened.
I think it's my dog. My dog just barked right now.
I don't know if it's a dog, but go ahead real fast.
I was explaining that a person jumped or they got murdered inside my building. I don't know what happened, but the police keeps on coming over here and bothering me.
Oh.
So that's what I want to know. What am I supposed to do in that situation?
Go talk to the manager.
I have already. And they don't do nothing about it. They're scared.
Why would you move?
Because I'm getting this apartment paid by the city. Because I'm going through some situations.
Oh.
I've got evicted from Long Beach. Somebody evicted me from Long Beach for no apparent reason. When I had a contract with Long Beach going through some situation that I had over there.
Are you an illegal alien?
No, I'm a U.S. citizen. That's the reason I don't understand why is this happening to me.
Oh. Have you I don't know what to say because I don't understand the situation, but maybe you should move out.
I can. I got to wait until they approve me for another one.
Do you have a job?
No, I don't because I was going to school. And I was trying to apply to SSA. And then in the SSA, they said that they couldn't approve me because it looks like someone else is tampering into my stuff.
How old
are
you?
It looks like I don't even have a mental illness, which is weird.
You have a mental illness?
That's what they're claiming for a while since 2014.
Do you believe you have a mental illness?
I believe I'm a very aggressive person when it comes to things that I need to speak about.
And are you mentally ill? Are you mentally ill?
I don't think so.
How old are you?
Everybody else, I'm 38.
Oh, and you have family?
I do, but I don't speak to any of them because they have made me go through some stuff that is very uncomfortable to talk about, actually.
You have friends?
I do, but I only have one person that I can truly believe that is my support system.
And what did your support system say about your situation at school and at your apartment?
The person was a witness of everything, and that person feels very uncomfortable when he's seeing all these situations happening to me.
Oh. Well, go and talk to your manager and talk to the principal at the school and see what they would do to help you, all right?
Okay.
Let me know how it goes.
Okay, thank you very much, Mr. Peterson.
You're welcome. Amazing. Let me find out from Hank. Super, super.
Super chat.
Super chat.
Super chats.
Over on rumble.com/JC Lee Peterson, Jules Verne says, huzzah. Hopefully that's not something bad. H-A-Z-A-A. Maybe I shouldn't have spelled it.
Amazing.
Thank you, Jules Verne. I can trust him. Anthony gave a cash app saying, Karen Bass, mindset needs reset. You're fired.
That's right. That's for sure.
Wouldn't that be nice?
Yeah, like she's just in La La Land somewhere. What the? Amazing.
Steph K gave a diamond on DLive. No message.
Thank you.
Shout out to the top contributors on the DLive crew. Steph K, Kames for Rec, Wolf336, and the rest of the supporters, as always, as well as the Rumble monthly subscribers. Thank you.
Thank you.
Forgive Yo Mama bought a coffee. I appreciate y'all and everything you do. I appreciate your responsiveness, everyone's hard work. Make the greatest show on this side of heaven. Shout out the entire JLP squad. Peace, love, and blessings.
Right on. Thank you very much, and thank you for your support. Oh, amazing.
May I answer the biblical question asked?
How do you trust God?
Another coffee from Forgive Your Mama. I trust God by not trusting the thoughts.
Right on. I'll respond on Sunday. Thank you.
At this point, just call me Mike. Bought a coffee. I was looking at a get a job video. The caller say he dealt with more women than you, and you said that you doubted that. Jesse, what is your body count, if I may ask? James, don't respond to that. We all know yours. Whatever, man.
Amazing. Thank you. Amazing.
Thank you. At this point, just call me Mike.
Yeah.
And he also answers the biblical question.
How do you trust God?
I don't. One of the first rules in the streets is to trust nobody. Keep it G, little punchy.
Amazing. Thank you.
And thank you, guys. I do believe that that is all for now.
Amazing. Thank you all so much. I do appreciate it. Let me go to Texas and talk to... Larell, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hey, Jesse, God bless.
Thank you, buddy. I appreciate it.
So I wanted to really thank you. It's a long story, but I'll keep it short because of time. I felt like in my late 20s, I had perfect peace. I forgave my mom, forgave my dad and everything. I didn't have any resentment towards them.
Uh-huh.
My mom was like a super Christian. So she did smother me with love. So that kind of worked against me and made me kind of a beta male at the time.
Speak into your phone for me.
Hello?
Yeah, stay with your phone. Go ahead.
Yeah, so I'm in New York pursuing my career, and then I met this young lady. We started fornicating, and she moved in with me. She begged to move in with me within a month of dating. And then she begged and nagged me until we moved to Houston, which I didn't want to go. and then we ended up having a kid out of wedlock. And then I became depressed, alcoholic, anxious. And then it was like 2 years after my son was born, I discovered like Thomas Sowell and Candace Owens. And I think you. And it kind of woke me up to like the whole liberal stuff. My house made me a beta male. Well, either way, one time I was listening to you and everything just made sense. You said, if you listen to the woman, you will suffer.
Yeah.
And everything clicked. And that was 2 years ago. And I didn't want to leave her immediately because of my son. I wanted to be in his life. But it was hell. I kept on drinking Adderall, all this type of stuff I was doing just to cope. And then you said, all thoughts are all lies all the time. And that actually, it brought me to another level of understanding. So anyways, she and I, we broke up finally like last month, and it's been perfect peace. And as I reflect, she turned me against my mom. She turned me against my dad. She turned me against my sister, who I never had issues with.
Amazing.
And right now, I just like to thank you for waking me up. Now, honestly, she's very angry and bitter. She's keeping me from my son. And just like one of the callers said earlier, what you told him was to just let her go. And, you know, your child will find their way back to you eventually.
Yeah.
He does FaceTime me. He's 4 years old. He does FaceTime me every now and then, but I can tell, like, when he has a look in his eyes, like, she's there.
Yeah.
So it's like I just kind of back off a little bit and just let him find his way back to me. So, I mean, I didn't really have a question. I just wanted to really just thank you for your message, because right now I feel so free. I feel happy. I have no anger. I love my mom. I just reconnected with my dad last week, actually. It was his birthday. And we just talked. And, you know, that's pretty much all I have to say.
Oh, amazing. Well, you stay with it. Do the silent prayer. And you stay with it. Stay with it. Stay with it. And don't argue with this woman. Don't call her. Oh. Have nothing to do with her. And work on you. And you haven't seen anything yet. It gets better.
Thank you. Thank you, Jesse. God bless.
You too, buddy. Amazing. Absolutely amazing. Let me go to Carol, our first time caller out of New Jersey. Carol, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hello, Mr. Peterson. It's very nice to speak with you.
Thank you.
I'm 66 years old, and I've had a weight problem for most of my life. I've always kind of controlled it through diet and exercise, but now it's just been really out of control, and I'm just wondering if you had any thoughts about it.
Let go of the anger, you can let go of the weight. Come a little closer to your phone.
Okay. Would that be anger in general, or
yes,
anger for something specific?
No, anger is your anger, period. You got to forgive so God can take that away. And then you'll be able to eat consciously, and eating consciously, you won't gain weight. You will eat just only what you need.
Is that what it is?
Yeah. You're using food to escape, or try to escape. It doesn't really work. But you're using it in the way that a drug addict or alcoholic use drugs. They use it to escape. So the food is not the problem.
Okay.
Your anger is the problem. You got to overcome the anger, you can overcome the food.
Okay. I just have one more quick question. When I do the silent prayer, a lot of things come up, and I've been able to overcome many things.
Right.
But like I said, I was just wondering why this is taking so long.
Well, I want you to start. I want to encourage you to eat consciously. When you sit to eat, don't go unconscious. Don't let the food seduce you. You be aware why you're taking one bite after another one, and that will change.
Okay.
You know how you sit down and you have a nice meal in front of you. You know, God, and then you do the prayer, you pray or something, and you forget about God at the first bite. But I want you to practice eating consciously.
Okay.
And then do some exercises. You know, take a walk, mm-hmm. take a walk every day, and do that kind of stuff. You'll be fine.
Thank you very much. I appreciate speaking with you.
You're welcome. Call me again.
I will. Thank you. Bye bye.
Bye now. 888-7753-773. Oh no, I can't. I'm out of time. What the? It's over. Today. The show is gone. The Hate Report coming up. And then the FallenState.tv at 11 and the American Anchor Baby at 12. I'll see you on Sunday at 11 a.m. Doors open at 10:30. RebuildingTheMan.com/prayer. Stay present. We had an amazing women's forum last night. It went late. It went over, way over. And by the time I got to bed, I closed my eyes only for a moment. And the moment was gone. I was like, what the? But it was all worth it. Stay with the ladies. It was deep last night. It was amazing. Rick out of Hampton and the caller just dropped. And the other one, I'm out of time. The Hate Report coming now. You don't want to miss the Hate Report. Oh, amazing. Take care, folks. We have a counseling service, and I have to admit, thanks to God, it is the best counseling service on this side of heaven. I counsel with men and women, families, individuals around the world. Most people are unhappy, they're miserable, they have rough lives, they're depressed, suicidal, young and old, of all races. I understand, I know why, and I do understand it. Because exactly what's happening in me is happening with everybody outside of me, inside of them. And I've noticed that with those who really, really, really want to understand, they overcome it just like that. Out of one counseling session. If you need counseling, you can go to RebuildingTheMan.com or call 800-411-2663. 800-411-BOND. Best counseling service on this side of heaven. I have books that are amazing. Highly recommend you get them. 7 Guaranteed Steps to Spiritual, Family, and Financial Success Guide. Even if you're not starting a business, but you have a job, or you're on welfare, it can help you if you do. Be doers of the word, all right? From rage to responsibility. From rage. That's what I write about in the first chapter, especially how I overcame. Scam. How the black leadership exploits black Americans. They are using them. And blacks are too willing to be used. And then my last book, The Antidote, Healing America from the Poison of Hate, Blame, and Victimhood. They are all amazing books, and they are helpful. Go to RebuildingTheMan.com if you want an autographed copy, or call 800-411-2663.